WJFM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yo. Bulb. Just got that big pre-show loogie out. Bulb. Here you go. Let's get that right out to the fans.
Mm-hmm. I don't like to be yelled at.
Shut up, Edgar.
Stop yelling at me, Don. I'll hack into your computer.
From the plastics, and a special thanks to Tim Ishimuni, our Japanese friend, for the remarkable scoop on that Japanese technology, which I imagine will be coming our way in the near future. I hope the import tax doesn't make it too costly for Mr. and Mrs. Average to afford. Think of the fun to be had with a microcam. You know, whatever the product, let's face it, the Japanese have always had that little extra something special. But it's important to make sure, as Americans, that our priorities are with domestically produced products.
Right, Jerry.
Because let's face it, there's a different kind of war going on today.
Jerry Todd, America.
You know, it's an important thing to consider.
If Americans really believe in free enterprise system, you can buy any product, no matter where it was made.
A little leak in our transmission module. I assure our sponsors will say so long for good to our little Japanese friend.
No, round eye. Say hello to superior technology. You can't stop it.
Jerry Todd here. Mayday, mayday, I am under video attack.
The attack is over. I am the new host of the Midnight Video Special.
Tim, I didn't think it would come to this. Effects bus. Mixer 2. Power boosters.
Tape Mary Todd.
Tape makes no sense. He's fighting a Japanese guy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is. Tim Ishimuni.
With his video mixer.
Jerry Todd.
Jerry Todd.
Now, that's not how we normally start a Friday show.
Not normally.
Let me play his intro tape.
I am fed up of your hissy attitude. You resigned publicly in front of them. I think this lot here are sick to death of you. I'll decide whether we want you back in this competition in 30 minutes. I don't want to hear any more from you.
Yeah. Yeah.
We can
No. No. No, no, no. I potted you down.
Oh.
Your voice was not heard.
Oh.
You and your weekend starting phenomenon, you're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation.
That's right, Joe. This is the only way that I can figure out to punish you.
Okay.
I know it's the one time of the week you really look forward to, and we're also not going to play that little song.
Okay.
So just think about it. I mean, I didn't mean literally think about it right now.
Right.
Think about it.
You said to think about it.
He was thinking. That was the pause. He was thinking about it.
Think about it on your own time.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very good, then.
And we're on for tomorrow, Joe?
What are we doing tomorrow?
Well, I thought you said we were going to go out just for a drive.
And no food during the show today.
I'm already eating.
Spit it out. Do the Elton John diet.
Heimlich.
Spit it out. No eating today.
Well, I'm not eating right now, obviously. I'm talking.
May I speak with your supervisor, please?
Sure.
His direct supervisor. Hello, John.
Hi there.
Hey, cable guy.
How you doing?
Okay. Listen, really, no food for Joe today.
Uh-oh, okay. I will take it away from him. He's got a mouthful right now, though.
What is he enjoying right now?
It is a buffalo chicken sandwich. I asked about that earlier.
Mm-hmm. Chicken.
Shocking.
Yeah, John, good luck with that. Seriously, if he's eating that,
you'll lose a hand.
Well, as long as he didn't eat tacos for breakfast like he did one other day, I'll be all right.
Breakfast of champions.
The boy likes his food.
He does.
And today is normally his day. Today is Joe's day. He operates at about 30% Joe capacity.
Yep.
And I hate to be the one to be the tough love parent here, but I thought we had to take away the whole... Just take it away from him for a few weeks.
All I know is if you put barbecue sauce on a rock, I'd eat it. Come on. It's so good.
And I was trying to do the whole, I'm getting together with Joe bit
right.
this weekend, and he's not playing along with it. I got about another week left of that.
Now,
before I give up on that one.
Mike?
Yeah, yes, everything's fine. Everything's fine.
Come on now.
Everything is 100% fine.
Remember, we don't want Joe to say again he can't work with you.
I know.
Because of his high blood pressure.
We've worked through that.
But he's still banned.
I know that.
But he doesn't get his weekend sign on.
Is he still banned from the restaurant?
We actually put his picture in a different frame.
Gilded?
So I'm getting another frame and putting him back up on the wall.
Hang it upside down.
Would you like me to do that?
Ask him if he's wounded right now.
Are you wounded, Joe?
No, he's not.
Is he on medication?
You're on medication. Yes, he is.
That same dumb blood pressure medicine?
I believe so.
Would you ask him, please?
Yes, he nodded his head yes.
Well, you know, I know that the first thing to bring that blood pressure down to teenage levels is a buffalo chicken sandwich.
Extra sauce on it.
And some Fritos with ranch dressing.
Right. The sodium patrol.
Well, he does love to eat. I guess I can't stop him, but please try and stop him from eating.
I will do my best.
Okay. I mean, how else are we ever going to learn him? That he can't just quit and put the show in an uproar for two whole days.
I'm not sure.
You know, if he's trying to watch his blood pressure, have him wash all that down with a nice bowl of Campbell's soup.
Yeah, no salt in there.
Not at all. No sodium.
Tomato soup, but don't dilute it.
Right.
Just concentrate.
He should just drink Royal Crown soda. Doesn't Royal Crown soda have, isn't their big thing, no sodium?
He claims that is his favorite soda.
Royal Crown?
Wow. Yes.
Because you know that, for instance, with my beverage of choice, Diet Cherry Coke or right. Diet Cherry Vanilla
Black
Coke, whatever it is, it's always said very low sodium, which I'm sure is true if you drink one can. But if you're like me and you drink six or seven cans a day.
That'll jack it up.
Right.
I bought some flavored water. I've been drinking that lately, and that, one of the bottles, had 35 milligrams of sodium.
Sure.
What flavor is it? Pretzel?
Seawater.
I think all this stuff about
it's
sodium.
Salt Lake.
Sodium is highly overrated as being bad for you. I think sodium is fantastic.
I love it.
Yeah, more sodium the better.
You need some.
I'm enjoying a nice salt lick.
I like sprinkling sodium on my lard.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
On my fried lard.
Bring out the flavor.
Yeah. I always salt my duck fat.
Fried lard on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
Salt and butter sandwiches.
Oh, nothing like them.
On cinnamon toast.
You know, it sounded good before the show today, speaking of food.
Yeah.
When Mike was talking about this thing that Carla's having him do tomorrow to get his ears cleaned.
Yes. I'll be getting my ears candled tomorrow.
Oh.
You know the procedure, John?
Yes, I've heard of it. It's, yeah.
Isn't it a chick thing?
Not necessarily.
Okay, well, I'm doing it. It sounds fascinating.
Can you save us the wax?
I'm going to bring it in. If I can, I'll bring it
Mike
in on Monday.
Mike was saying that he was going to be able to bring in his earwax like on a giant Q-tip stick on Monday.
I don't know how it works, but I know that there's a hot candle very close to my head.
I think they actually put the candle in your ear, and it draws.
Yeah.
And so that's how it works.
Well, I know you should put that on a stick. We should caramelize that.
Right.
And we should sell that to the kids.
Well, I understand it's going to be caramel colored.
Yeah.
But I'm really looking forward to it. Someone said to me that there is a chance that I'll be able to hear better. If I get my ear candled, I'll be able to hear better.
Right.
Because I'm losing it.
No.
We've had deaf people work here before. You're
what?
What?
Don't you remember? We did have that one deaf lady, seriously, that worked here for a while, back in the commercial scheduling department.
Debbie.
Debbie.
And you remember she'd run down the hall, hit you, and say, that's all
right. Right, right. Oh, I remember that.
I hated that.
You didn't like her at all.
No.
You didn't show
you know
her
why?
Any
like
her.
Why? Because
why?
She was crippled.
Different.
Crippled.
That's exactly what it was. He had no compassion for her.
That's right.
I said, look at you. You're so unusual.
And he got us all ramped up, too, on her.
Yeah.
He got us all ramped
as
up on
he
her.
Does.
Yeah, well, you know, John loved her.
What was her name again?
Debbie. Hope she's not listening now.
I'm pretty sure she's not.
Right, because she's deaf. What, Joe?
Joe's coming to the studio, ladies and gentlemen.
You have to be careful with that ear candle thing.
Why?
Because if you're not careful, the hot wax will drip down and it'll melt your eyeballs out.
Get out of here, you retard.
I got no eyes.
Get out of here.
Can you work with him?
No, I can't.
I sure can.
Good for you.
Are we still combing the Chick-fil-A's? Yes.
I haven't gotten any new emails.
Oh, let's see. Bye, John.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll let you know how it goes.
The candling?
Yeah.
You're candling.
And I will bring in my goo. On Monday. I mean, on Tuesday.
I don't know how explicit I can be, but I would like to say I've had the procedure done. Butt candling is what I had done.
Really?
Gets all the bad things out, all the impurities.
It was bigger than a Q-tip. A Q-tip. It was a Q-stick.
It's like from a pool.
It was like, yeah, it was like a Q-stick.
Uh-huh.
Gigantic. Full of all kinds of crunchy goodness.
I am, believe it or not, slightly apprehensive. Not just because of the whole ear, you know, with something on fire, but it's the idea of going into the chick spa and having some chicky thing.
Well, you've done faggy stuff like that before.
And I never like it, though. I never really enjoy it. I've never gotten like a pedicure or a manicure.
You know what I imagine it's going to look like? The stick with your earwax is going to look like it's a treat that they sell for kids primarily around Christmas time. You got to do it. Got to go into a real candy store to get it. It's hard rock candy that's on a stick.
I've seen that.
Rob, you're all things candy. What is that?
It's rock candy.
Rock candy.
That's what I imagine your stick will look like.
Only brown, not clear.
Well, if it was
rock candy is kind of like it's clear color.
Yeah, but I've seen it. Yes, root beer. I've also seen it like with dye to make it blue or red.
You could dye your ear stuff and make it any color you want.
Yeah, if I come in looking like Freddy Krueger, you'll know something went terribly wrong.
I think you should have a pedicure while you're in.
If I come in looking like Harry Whittington. Buckshot in my ticker. I'm the man for the right thing. See a man with a right brand in me, stand behind.
I didn't know Janie got Bob Hope. I wanted to tell you.
So sorry there, Dick.
Wow.
You shot me, and I'm apologizing to you.
You're wild.
You boys get any quail?
Here I come.
Hello. Hello there. This is the pre-show. Doesn't count on anyone's permanent record except Joe's. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, Don and Mike here.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Mike about what happened to me when I got ear-candled.
Here we go. I was going to enjoy my procedure. You're going to say something to me that is going to ruin my weekend, but go ahead.
Well, actually, my girlfriend was doing it for me. Dropped the hot ash out of my side and actually burnt the heck out of myself and then almost caught the whole bed on fire. So,
all right, thank you.
Kind of a nice, scary procedure.
Well, I'm going to take a look at whoever's doing it to me and make sure that the person's got steady hands.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Mike, do not do the earwax thing. It's dangerous.
Come on.
Thanks for explaining why.
Oh,
here it comes. I'm getting it from the beware of ear candy.
Now, did John give you something from the intro, Nat?
Yeah.
What does it say?
You want to know how it works?
Hold on. Mike's reading something now and processing.
Listen up. Beware of the ear candle.
Beware of the ear candle. It works by changing pressure, and all it does is create a vacuum, and it sucks the wax out of your ear, and it can suck your eardrum out.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Almost be like that.
Seriously, I will be affected by this.
What's the story about that woman that was on the toilet on the airplane?
Oh, the lady.
Yeah, and like it sucked your insides clean out.
Yeah,
sucked clean out. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, listen, you'll definitely be able to hear a lot better after you get this done. The way the candle could hurt you is if it dripped down into your ear canal. But I've never had it happen while I've been doing it. So I read all the ins and outs of it. But it worked fine for me. It looks like orange hamburger meat whenever you get in there and look at it.
I'll read the last sentence of the thing that John gave me.
You'll love it.
The guy's name is Fox. Fox spent that Christmas day reconstructing the man's ear for a treatment he says doesn't work at all. And then it stops, so I can't continue. Many of the proponents, they cut open the, and then it's over. I'm like, I'm not doing it now.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Honey. Now, John, stop running in, please, with more stuff that's going to get him upset. Please stop. What did he find now on the internet?
All right. Many of the proponents...
Hold on there on the phone.
They
hold
cut
on,
open the candle, and they show you this incredible amount of wax. What they don't show you is that if you don't put it into the ear and you still light it on fire and you open it up, it looks exactly the same. I have no idea. This is a bad internet.
Stop bringing stuff in from the internet, please.
It's not, it doesn't make any sense.
Hello? Are you still there? Yeah, hi.
Yeah. My name is Amy. I'm an audiologist and I take earwax out all the time.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me. And it doesn't work. The ear candling.
Okay. I'm done.
Good to know.
You know what? You're an audiologist and I'm not doing it.
You're better.
Bye-bye.
Oh. I'm sorry, Carla. I'm not doing it tomorrow. She doesn't. Carla doesn't care, but I'm not doing it. I'm just getting my hair cut.
Good for you.
You're doing the thing with the water.
I am stressed.
It's your tell.
Out.
It's your stressed. Tell. It's your tell when you're stressed out.
I knew that they'd ruin it for me. And it worked this time. I'm going to bring a lot of people great joy. The naysayers that always say you're going to get a terrible disease if you do something when I talk about it, you've won. You have won. You know what did it? The little internet thing.
Yeah.
They've won. And the audiologist was just the... absolutely.
Yeah.
It was not a very important thing to me.
I just want
to
say...
I don't want to have the earwax sucked out of my head.
Whatever they printed out from the internet could be bogus. You can't believe the internet.
That might not have been an audiologist.
Right, that might have just been some chick.
The one guy, but you know, but here's another thing. The one guy that called that liked it was a dumb guy.
Uh-huh.
You know it, I know it.
Touché. I had a fine time.
We rest our case.
That works for me every time. Mike, duh.
Touché.
Yes, please.
La 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 la.
Yes, please.
All right.
Yes.
So you're not getting it done.
All the junk that's in the candle is simply the beeswax and the residue.
Do what I do, Mike. Just get a sharp number two pencil. That's all I do. I just go digging for gold.
You know, the study found that ear candles don't and can never work in removing wax.
What I do is I poke it in so far that I can actually feel the mushy part of my brain.
Right. Cool.
And then it's great.
Oh, you know you're there.
And your eye dips down a little bit and then it comes right back to normal.
That's right. But you're still going to have all the other fruity stuff done to you at the spa.
I will substitute the ear can for the ear candling. I will have like something done.
The mud bath.
Will you have, like an enema.
Will you have cucumbers on your eyes?
I'd love to. I'll get a facial.
I'll get a facial.
A full facial.
Get out of here.
Now are you going to get or give?
I'll do both. I will do both. But I will not do this now. I will not do the ear candling. I will substitute it with a girly procedure. That'll make me wear a robe.
And a shower cap.
Really? You shouldn't let...
I know.
...idiot callers...
And how often do I really do that? How often do I really let callers influence me? Well, I'll let them stress me out. This time, I am telling them, rejoice, you have won. You have changed my mind.
But you're still going to the spa?
Yes.
Sounds like a good chance to go Brazilian.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I've never had that done either.
Right.
Never felt there was a need.
Really?
But now maybe there will be.
Yeah.
For the Brazilian wax?
You know, I'm alluding to the discussion we had, you know, regarding Valentine's
Day.
The
product.
Oh, the strap-on.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting about the strap-on.
Perhaps I will do the Brazilian for one particular reason. Ease of use.
Uh-huh.
It's a courtesy, really.
How's that strap-on working out for you and your girlfriend?
As I told you, we tried and then it didn't work. And one of the reasons might have been...
Yeah,
well, I'm going to get that procedure done.
The entanglement.
I'll substitute it for something, but I'm not going to have the candle stuck in my ear.
Very good.
Oh, I wonder what Karen Young is doing right now.
Karen Young?
KY. That's what we used to call her all the time. Karen Young.
KY.
No.
KY.
She was from Kentucky.
Now, here's the question. Seriously.
Yeah.
How many people out there think that Mike is really talking about using a strap-on with Carla? Well, how many people think? Okay, well, Buzz.
Oh, okay.
You don't count.
Phrase it the right way. She using it with me.
Yes.
Right.
Excuse me. How many people out there think it's true, and how many people out there think it's Mike's wicked sense of humor?
It's a good question.
I think 8%.
It's not a good question. It is a fair question.
It's a good test question.
Mm-hmm.
8%.
I know the truth.
He does.
I know the truth.
And that's why he's giving me that weird look.
Right.
Because it is new, kind of, in my life at least.
And exciting.
Very.
And from what you've told me, very, very powerful for your girlfriend.
Yeah.
To borrow one of Oprah's words, empowering.
That's mm-hmm. what it is.
It's right. Empowering.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is, and it's just, what it is just, it's new, it's exciting, it's fresh. That's what it is.
Fresh now.
Have you worn it?
No. No, I have what? I have
now look at you looking at me like no,
because it really that's just not
that's gross.
That's really just not right.
Right.
And what would I wear for like a costume?
Maybe she could put it in your ear. Maybe she could get the wax out in that one.
I'm sure they have those type of things in the shape of a candle.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure,
but I bet they're not easy to use.
What would our listeners say if I was to tell them there is at least a 50% chance that there is some truth to what Mike is saying about experimenting with a strap-on. I'm not saying that there has been actual... I'm not saying that the invasion has happened.
Right.
But it's possible that... It's possible that the material... The plastic has touched skin.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I think he said as much. Because that's not bad either. Yeah, you don't have to...
okay.
Back, you know.
What?
You don't have to get on... You don't have to ride the train to appreciate it.
Well said.
I really don't know what that means.
I applaud the fact that
I
applaud the fact that you are really coming out of your shell.
Yeah, it's time. It's been too many years.
Mm-hmm. I mean, not only have you talked more about like your kids and the problems with your with your divorce and everything else, now we're getting into this part of your life, which I find to be the most fascinating. Because as you know, with me, I've always been an open book when it comes to sex. And here comes Joe with something for you from the internet. Joe, that could be a crucial mistake, my friend.
Joe.
Or perhaps it'll make Mike smile. Which is it?
I don't know if he did it or what. But I think somebody sent me this.
What is it?
It's two candles in my ear and my eyes melting out of my head.
Oh, somebody did some Photoshop.
And wax,
for you.
And wax all over the place.
Quick work. It's amazing. It looks so real.
You know, what it is, somebody asked me.
If you really want a Photoshop contest, let's do the Mike strap-on Photoshop contest.
Yeah. Because I'll take them home this weekend and share them with my friends. People said, you know, how do you keep that youthful joy?
How?
I said, by experimenting. Mm-hmm. By continuous experimentation.
Fresh. You're the man, Mike.
And, you know, it's a whole new world.
H-O-L-E. Whole new world.
Do you know what makes me sad? That people go a whole lifetime without enjoying that.
A whole H-O-L-E lifetime.
And, you know, they don't experiment that way. And they think of it, you know, that it's not something that's fun.
Each his own.
You know, it's just kind of there to provide a service to you. And it's really
Hello.
Not.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, fellas. How are you?
Hey, how's it? Hi.
Good. Hey, I believe it with the Kyla and Mike thing with the strap. I mean, after all, he's a huge Red Sox fan, and they were on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, so maybe he thinks it's okay.
All right, the Red Sox were on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
I don't know if I like your logic, but you know, I'd say there's a good chance you might be right. You know, I don't go Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. I mean, he's trying to work something in that's, you know, making fun of people, and I don't think that's right.
That's right.
And you're going to water again, which is your tell when you're uptight.
Yeah.
Hello, when we're getting close to the truth. We're getting close.
Hello, Radio God.
When we're getting close to the chewy nougat center of this.
But nobody's really put their finger on it yet. I heard they had.
I heard that's the first thing she did. I think they've all done it, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Radio God.
To hear you talk.
Yeah, I know.
Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Hey, Mike, whatever you and Carla do with that donkey is your business.
I didn't think that was very kind either.
Nor did I.
That wasn't very nice.
I think you meant well.
And we're talking about something that I think is probably more common than most people know.
You're right.
Okay? You know, this is not like, we're not going into Satan's bedroom here. This is regular fun between consenting adults.
You go to the water again, which is your tell. And Buzz?
Yeah. Do you think it's uptight or do you think it's excitement?
Oh, no, it's uptight. It's uptight.
I think you might be wrong.
Buzz?
Yes.
You seem to be not straddling the fence, if you'll pardon the pun on this. You seem to be supportive of Mike in this endeavor.
Well, yeah, I think between consenting adults, what difference does it make, really?
What's your experience?
Well, just giving, I think, probably, would be the limit of that.
And it really is.
So you've worn a strap-on?
No, there's no need. See, I came with the equipment.
I understand.
He's talking about something else that does not involve a toy. He's talking about what you don't like.
Where the toy goes.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of, in Mike's case, of receiving, that's kind of what we're talking about.
I think
about.
It's entirely different. I really do. I think it's entirely different. You're talking about something
they're both going to the same destination.
Right. They are. Yeah, in that way, that's true. But I, you know... It's different. It's like, but and I'm not telling you that because I'm trying to slam you. I'm
right,
saying
no.
You haven't even opened your mind up yet to the what real fun is.
Well, I okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, really, most people think you just, to enjoy something like that, you have to, like, go to prison.
And that's not, simply not true with today's modern
device. Okay, we're out now.
I feel good.
We're out.
You should.
I feel really, really good.
Liberated.
I bet you do. But as I said, with all me, Mr. Big Talk here, mm-hmm. you know, I can talk about it, but it, you know, it'll be time. Actions speak louder than words, and I think I might be at the point where I'm going to stop talking about it and move on to the next phase.
Yeah.
But only if we adjust the size.
Yeah, baby steps.
Free your mind, and the rest will follow.
That's right.
So you're afraid to have earwax done.
Yes. I will not be getting the ear candling, not after what I read.
But it's okay.
Well, sure.
It's okay for your girlfriend to violate you.
After this, he can still hear.
If that's true, and you said there's a 50% chance that it's,
yes, that's
that
right.
it's not
that's
true.
Right. There is a 50%
chance. Am I playing, or am I being serious?
Right.
Mm. And even if this was totally 100% playing, maybe there's some seriousness there at some level.
Oh, and you know what? There is the truest statement you've made on the subject.
Because I know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going on. I know it.
Or do you?
That's your vote.
Okay, here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
I watch your gate. Okay, and by that I don't mean I'm outside your house.
No, I know what you're talking
looking
about.
Looking at your white picket fence. Uh-huh. I mean...
Well, we've known each other for 20 years. You can tell by the way I walk.
Okay, hop along. Uh-huh. You get what I'm saying?
Yep. And also just body language in general.
There's a hitch in his giddy up.
That's right.
You know, how many, it can really, you want to, if you're talking about tells, you want to tell, how many times do I adjust myself in my chair?
Can I ask you just to stand up for one moment?
Sure.
Turn your back to me. Now, you're spotting through your jeans.
What a mess.
You're spotting.
Sorry.
Very sorry. Like we don't know.
Yeah.
Like what, we're supposed to think that's some new Levi Strauss pattern?
Well, you knew last year. Remember when I complained about having the back problem?
You know what it looked like? Mike, the butt of Mike's jeans looked like the face of that guy that Dick Cheney shot.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like.
Peppered?
Thousands of pellets.
It's bed bugs. I'm going to be just fine.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, I think you should do the ear candling thing. I mean, what the hell?
I'm too freaked out by all the crap that I got on this, and I will do more research before I get in there and do it.
No, you won't.
Are you still doing the leeches?
You think I've already made my mind up
and
I'm not going to do it?
No, and I'm with you. I think you've made the right decision.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. But I'll get another procedure done.
Are you still going to do the leeches?
Yes.
Okay, stop it. We're starting the show.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Thank
We're
you.
We're starting the show.
Wow.
Boy, am I in love. Yeah, Carla, wear that strap on.
Smaller one.
Baby step.
Why did you wink at me when you said smaller one?
It's just a knowing look.
Here comes your favorite car. Here we go.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Or between 2 and 6, or between 1 and 5, or even 4, or please check your locale listing.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia, yes.
Oh, hi there.
Hi, John Kerry. Today we start with friend of the show.
Hello.
Cindy Lauper.
You can call Don and Mike.
Ouch.
Hello.
Cindy Lauper.
Hi there.
And she Bob. Something tells me she's no stranger to that machine that you like.
Not a chance.
Hello.
Well, hello there. Okay. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Oh, it's almost time to bring in Robbie. There we go. All right, and the intro is...
You really frightened those nice Jews, young man.
How's your ear candle?
How's your strap on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know it. And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gillespie and all the chimps that sing. They want to sing. La 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 la
la la la la.
la 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 la.
Don Geronimo de Rivera.
Yeah.
It's a crazy show.
Oh yes. Thank you, Rob, and this is the Don and Mike Show, everybody, and it's a new episode. Stupid machine is stuck. It's stuck on the page with the guy saying that he likes cheese. Can you move it back to the other page?
This is all yes.
I got all of that I need.
There we go.
Thank you, boys. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Friday.
Friday!
02-17-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
What you guys don't understand is, like, these tapes that you're hearing, some of them are in a computer, and I have to go to a different page on the computer.
Right.
The la, 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 la. So I got to reset the phone bank. I mean, it's just really an octopus should be doing my job. I swear to God.
And there's so many things in bad positions.
Yes, badly placed.
Let me see. Okay, I got the page. Here you go. Don and Mike Show. We've done all that crap. Here's the phone number. How you can call us. 800-636-1067. 877-365-3636. 202-432-1067. Those are the phone numbers. We're also on the internet. Go to our site. Go to DonandMikeWebsite.com and click on Listen Live. And you get our beautiful internet stream. And in honor of Mike's earwax, look at it. It's brown today and it's orangey. And
it looks healthy.
Mike?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
It is healthy?
Yes. It's a Mike O'Mara smoothie.
Oh, wow.
What we've done is, now hold on, let me start the stream up again.
Okay, I want to taste test.
Explain. What we did was we took a, much like with when you do a skin graft on someone.
Right.
During a commercial break yesterday, unbeknownst to you.
Yeah.
We took some of your skin.
Really?
Yeah. Well, you know, you're easily distracted.
Yeah, I thought it was just, that tingling sensation I always have in my leg.
So what we did was we got some of your skin, and Rob boiled it.
Yeah.
Oh, there goes the song. Do-do-do-do-do-do. Anyway, and it was a long process.
Okay.
What?
It was a skin tag.
It was skin tag. Thank
yeah.
you. Skin yep. tag. Anyway, here it is, Mike.
Okay.
No, this is all you. Today's internet stream is Mike.
All right. I'm gonna
strap on Mike.
I'm going to put my little coffee mug underneath here. And
now, hold on. Don't forget. You got to shake, shake, shake. Shake, 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 shake your stream. There you go now. Come on.
Okay. Oh.
How many guys have not ever wanted to do that, huh?
Fantastic. That's good.
Let's be honest. If we're really going to get into the homoerotic side.
and we are.
We certainly are.
How many guys have not ever wanted to do that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be able to have tremendous flexibility.
Yes. You have to be a place kicker for the New Orleans Saints.
The greatest NFL story we were ever told.
Yep. Some guy that used to kick for the Saints was at the Pro Bowl.
And he got caught, right?
He was in the locker room. Thought he was in the locker room by himself.
Hardly the player.
Because during a football practice, and this is why we believed the story,
right,
coming from this football player that told this to us, because the kickers, as always, are on their own schedule.
Yes.
I mean, what does a kicker do during a football practice? Well, he practices kicks, and then he got, like, the whole day to just sit around and do nothing.
Yeah, they're not supervised, really. They can do whatever they want.
So this was at the Pro Bowl in Hawaii when there's even less supervision. And the team, the NFC team, is out having practice. They come in from practice, and he's at his locker.
They did not.
And it was a combination of, I believe, what God gave him, and also extensive yoga treatment.
Absolutely.
Enabled him to...
These are the ingredients, yes. Why do I think that when we were told that story, and we were told a long time ago, that story was, it didn't appear to be the first time?
No, somebody told us that he had been on some other team where they caught him doing
right.
it, too.
Right, yep. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Yeah. Not many people can do that.
Now he's just showing off.
I think
it's caught more than once.
I think the other team might have been the Vikings.
Yeah.
It might have been. I don't want to give away this guy. Well, this won't give it away. He was one of the guys who had a one-bar face mask, I believe.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Or maybe later he went to a two-bar thing.
Oh. Toehead. Two bars would just get in the way. We've given away too much.
Yes, we have.
And we really, you hear things... You know,
No pictures.
Who knows?
So who knows?
But, you know, you hear it from enough people.
Yeah.
Then you wonder.
I mean, and I don't want to drop names, but, for instance, you run the story past a guy who has won the most valuable player award in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
I'll mention his name, Mark Rippon.
Uh-huh.
And this is the truth. I asked him.
Right.
I asked him, and he said, I don't know for sure, but I'd heard that story, too.
Yeah, I mean, no, that was a big story in the league.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think so.
And, I mean, you know, tell us a story like that. You're kidding.
Really, the guys
wow.
were and he was and apparently the guy was cool with it. Like, yeah, guys, I'm doing this.
Hey, it was, you know, we never mentioned this. It was kind of cool to see Rip come out before the Super Bowl. That was one of my favorite moments.
Yeah, with the Super Bowl MVPs.
Good guy.
Right, our good friend Mark Rippon. Who was one of the many football players to tell us about.
Or corroborate.
This kicker.
Yeah. Right. He was not the originator, but no. I didn't know that you asked for backup.
I asked many people for backup.
Right.
On that story.
Everyone.
I may have even asked, gosh, here's going back in time.
I know the source, the first person to tell us.
Yeah, so do I.
You do too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I also asked.
Similar profession.
Look, hey, let's just totally get it out there.
Hey, that could be anybody.
Okay.
We've known, to the best of my, since we've been working together, we've known personally three.
Okay, so you're right. So it's one of three kickers that told us the story.
Mm-hmm. We've known three well. We really have.
That's very true. Let's not mention their names, though.
No need.
Let's not mention their names.
No need.
I did, but I'll tell you another guy.
Yeah, you know what? We've known four. We've known four.
Hold on, because you've got.
Yes.
Okay, that's one. Then you've got what's his name?
La 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 la.
And
right.
Also,
right.
La 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 la.
Those are the three. Now, who's the fourth?
You've
that's
got
only three.
The guy, the most recent one. Who?
Oh. Brett Conway.
So three because plus we've mentioned Brett. His name, you can now take that off the list.
Yeah. Oh no, it's not Brett. It's not Brett Conway.
So that would be four. That would be four that we've known.
But I do also remember asking back when Gus Frerotte was the quarterback for the Redskins.
Okay.
Because he lived in my neighborhood, and we would socialize with him and his wife Annie. And occasionally, I mean, not we weren't friends like we were the Rippons, but I remember one time asking him, "Hey, what about?"
You know, that was back in a kinder, gentler, more open environment when football players used to gravitate to this show, and you know, they didn't hide like they do now.
Well, you know, let's be honest, part of the problem is the fact that the NFL has become so tight-assed,
so corporate,
and also I think, at least speaking about the local team, the Redskins. Now the Ravens, as you know, everybody's tired of me kissing the Ravens' ass. That
right.
that whole team has been just fantastic, not only to our show but to me personally.
Right.
I mean,
I know.
Even after the Modells didn't own the team anymore, they're still great.
Right.
But I think what did us in when the word got around that we were bad news was when. We had Matt come in.
Yes.
Matt Elliott was in.
That's it.
The Redskins had training camp.
Yeah.
They broke camp. So they all get to leave Pennsylvania and come back to D.C. This guy's first stop when he's driving back from training camp is to drop by the show.
Right.
Guy was the center for the Redskins, Matt Elliott. He came in and he had in his hand the playbook.
Right.
Now, not a fake. Not like a handout that you would get, you know, to show to your friends. It was the playbook. So he's standing in the studio.
You, because of your passion for the NFL, immediately became aware of the fact that of how valuable that was.
I said, I can't believe you're bringing your playbook into a radio station. What if I said, can I see it?
And he didn't want to give it to you at first.
No.
You had to cajole him to hand
it
to you.
But he did. He trusted
you. And I had to promise, like, that I wouldn't read, like, anyone would understand.
Right.
But I did read some of the gobbledygook. Like, it was, you know, Rocket X 247, you know, swing back, throw on. And I'm looking at this, and I remember saying stuff to him like, why, you don't have too many offensive formations, do you?
And he turned white as a sheet, whiter than normal.
You must run a lot of your basic plays out of this one formation here. And then he tried to get the book back.
Yeah.
And
he knew, he didn't totally know, but he had a sense that something really horrible had just transpired.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know. I don't think anybody knew just how much trouble that was going to get both Matt in and really get us in.
I was just goofing around. And
right. Plus, we didn't think anything of it.
Plus, I just got aroused because it was a real NFL playbook.
Yep,
I mean, I was really looking at...
Didn't they almost boot him off the team?
Yes. The next day, the guy called me at home and said... you know, he was mad at me and mad at himself.
Was that not the era of, wasn't that Charlie Casserly time, too, when you were communicating with Charlie Casserly?
Yeah. That stopped right after that, too.
I remember you were pretty plugged in at Redskins Park, and it just, I mean, overnight.
The guy that was the general manager of the Redskins was actually friendly with me. Uh-huh. Like, would call me in the office and say hello, and we'd chat about stuff.
Right.
Well, they got incredibly pissed that a football player would come in with the playbook and stupid DJs would read it. So the next day, he calls up and he says, oh, I got called into the coach's office. I can't go on the show and you can't say anything that you saw in the book and I might really get fired for this.
Yep.
And it was right after that that, although Matt remained a good, loyal friend to us, he no longer told us any of the inside stuff that was going on.
Right. And it seems right around that time or before that, our trips up to their training camp up in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, those shows never went over well with the organization because we would really go up there and make fun of the players. And it just didn't, you know, it's
not what they
want. Work.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun.
And then we'd get mad because they kept us outside of the fence.
Uh-huh. So we'd like be screaming, Joe Jacoby. We love you, Joe. We love you. Do you remember the 1 year we were up there doing... And listen, these shows, don't think, like, if you're a new listener, that you're missing any great piece of radio history.
No.
These shows we did were absolute train wreck abortion radio.
Horrible.
I mean, they sucked. It was 100 degrees.
At a card table outside a chain link fence.
Yeah.
Absolutely horrible.
We have no access to anybody. The Redskins won't let us talk to anybody. We're all miserable.
The high point of the show would be a regular listener from Carlisle who set up a chaise lounge and would sit there and watch us, and we talked to him for like an hour.
That was it.
So one day, I don't know if it was a combination of the weather with thunderstorms, or we were standing by the fence, and they said, you can't stand by the fence. You have to be across the street.
Right.
So we had to physically move the broadcast.
The table.
And then somebody from the Redskins pulled the plug.
Yeah.
And I mean... literally went over to the power supply we were using and pulled the plug. It was like 5 o'clock. We said, what do we do? Well, I guess we get in our cars and go home.
That was it. Yeah.
We're only halfway done with the show.
We have quite a history with the organization. But there was a day where we had a bunch of buddies, you know, on the team, and then that just kind of went away.
Right.
Dexter.
Yeah. Yeah, Dexter.
Come on, Dexter was a good... Dexter Manley was a good friend of ours.
Dexter was a good friend
Dexter
of ours.
Dexter was effed up, but listen, you know, there wrong. But for the grace of God go I. I mean, who's to say? I hope Dexter's turned things around. Yeah, there was a time, and gosh, if we're really going to go back into history, that's really, although we like to say it's the radio column, it was really the sports guys in the Post that got the most pissed, because at one point on our show, back when the Redskins were good...
Mm-hmm.
We would have on, and we didn't have to pay any of these guys like you do now.
Right.
It would not be unusual in a week to have Joe Theismann, John Riggins, Dexter Manley, Russ Grimm, all of these guys calling in.
Just to goof around.
Just for fun.
Just goofing around. And one day, I remember calling Mike, it was right after we started working, like in the first year of working together, call him and say, my God, we got the best advertisement we could ever get on the front page of the Washington Post sports section. Some dick wrote a gigantic piece. It was one of those uptight bastards like George Solomon or Thomas Boswell about what has happened to the Redskins, that you have this elite bunch of football players who generally don't speak to the media, yet for whatever reason, they're all showing up on this stupid morning zoo radio show.
Yeah, and they diminished that, and they diminished us, and they didn't understand that, you know, yeah, we talk a little football with them, but by and large, we would just talk about, you know, their lives, and then they'd be goofing around. They liked the show.
Oh, and come on. Let's be honest. We would suckle them. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
They're football players. Mm-hmm. And this is before we were as jaded as we are now.
Sure.
I mean, back then it was like, you're Joe Theismann. Now I swear to God, if you caught me on a bad day and I saw him like in the mall, I'd walk the other way. And that's not a slight at Joe.
No, not at all.
That's me. That's
do the same.
That's the way that I am. You know, it's like
you live a little life and you learn it.
Sure,
don't amount to much.
You mature.
Sure. I had somebody over, and I showed them, I was showing off some of my football stuff a couple of weeks ago. And I still have that, when Joe wrote his book after they won the Super Bowl,
right,
like all jocks do, mm-hmm. He was nice enough to come by and give us each an autographed copy. And I love the fact, I show this to people, and they don't laugh like I think they should laugh.
Right.
He wrote a very nice inscription, Don, you are the best. Joe Theismann, and your is spelled Y-O-U-R.
Right.
This is from a guy who just allegedly wrote a book.
You always enjoyed that.
Yeah, well,
that's
love
what
that.
Makes that little inscription.
That's nice. Mm-hmm. That's a special collectible.
It is.
That's
it
a
is.
Special one. Oh, and I'm also, as long as we're on the topic of football, I'm doing okay with the withdrawal and everything.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's officially over now.
Yeah.
Well, I've got the Daytona 500 this weekend.
Yep.
Which is almost like off-season football now.
I wish I could get into that. You try. You do get into watching it, right?
Yeah, you know, and I did some research yesterday, and when I said that guy Biffle is my choice, it's like, duh. That's like saying that you think the New England Patriots have a chance of being in the Super Bowl. Apparently this guy Biffle is fantastic. He's been great.
Okay.
Like, has been just a nun's pube away from winning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have to pick a guy a little farther down in the pack this
okay.
year.
Oh, I see. Somebody less obvious.
To be my guy,
right.
To be the guy that I root for
a dark
in the
horse.
NASCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
But looking forward to that. Here's a question. I know I've asked this before. If anybody out, I know this is so dumb and narrowcasting. If anybody has bought the EA Sports Arena football game for Xbox, is that worth my time?
Because you're all done with the Madden now?
No, I'm not done with the Madden. I mean, no. I can play the Madden forever,
right.
Especially on the Xbox 360, but I wouldn't mind a little, you know, something to spice it up a little.
Are you going
to
watch any arena football?
No.
You don't like arena football?
No, I really don't. Well, in a pinch, I'll turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
In a pinch, Mike. I might watch the Colorado Crush play the Chicago Rush.
He's still there a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I might watch the New York Dragons play the San Jose Sabercats.
You've memorized. And you're not, it's not like we prepared this when we came in here. You know. Can you mention any others?
The Orlando Predators and the Tampa Bay Storm.
Who's the quarterback for the Tampa Bay Storm?
Oh, see, now there you got me. Mm-hmm. These guys are all interchangeable.
Right.
I don't know. I
ask him again in September.
After he's committed all to memory.
The Nashville Cats.
Uh-huh. That's a great name. They have better names than a lot of the you know, the NFL teams.
The Los Angeles Avengers.
Mm-hmm. I like the Nashville Cats. Yeah.
Yeah, that's anyway, what am I saying here? If anybody has the video game, let me know. Because okay? I'm thinking about buying it. Oh, and, Jesus, we better break because we've already wasted all. I mean, we've already done nearly an hour of solid,
quality.
Top-notch, strap-on radio.
Absolutely.
When we come back, I definitely want to discuss what I'm doing this weekend.
Oh, good. Please.
Because I am going somewhere.
Do you know yet?
No, I don't know.
All right, good.
I don't know.
That's cool.
That's the thing. I don't know. I mean, I know yesterday we kidded that I was going to take somebody to south of the border. Well, it's not south of the border.
You really don't know where it is yet.
No, I don't know where.
Could be anywhere.
I don't know where we're going.
Historic Williamsburg.
That's the case. Get me a gun. Because it'll be her than me. I swear to God, Jack.
I'm kidding.
If I go through all this stuff.
You can get rock candy down there.
I finally get the balls to go somewhere with somebody for a weekend, and it's Colonial Williamsburg.
Yeah. Right.
Please, mm-hmm. Please, I will put on a white wig and then shoot myself.
A musket.
On the cobblestone streets.
So much fun.
Yuck.
Buggy ride.
It's like when we had to go to Philadelphia when our show was up there for a while, and we would see that jerk off that walked around and looked like Ben Franklin all day.
Independence Hall, yes.
And the guy would like be wearing Reeboks and, you know, and would say, hello on this fine day. Meanwhile, he's got a Timex watch on.
Yeah, but he also looked like he had worn that Franklin suit for 30 years without laundering it.
Yeah, it was just awful. You get nothing but that at Colonial Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm. So that is really what it's all about down there.
I hope that's not the choice.
Unlaundered uniforms?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And people that look like they're unlaundered.
Oh, my.
And always beware for the Abe Lincoln lookalike.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy that walks around the park
yeah.
dressed like Abe Lincoln?
Yeah. They're really, I know that they obviously, people are going to say, well, they make an effort to get into the costume. No, there is an underlying laziness to those people, and I believe it involves personal hygiene.
Not even underlying.
Yeah.
It's right out there.
I mean, they're just there, and you know that they put the same thing on day after day and don't wash it.
about this dumb video game. See if I want to spend $50 or not. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Don, I wanted to tell you that EA Arena game is horrible.
Oh. Is it? Okay.
It's a pitiful excuse for a football game. The controls are weak. It's just boring.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
What about ear candling?
I don't recommend that either.
What about strap-ons?
Actually, you want to get deep. I've actually tried that.
There you go.
If you want to get deep.
There you go.
It.
You
want to get
deep. All right. If you're keeping score at home, ear candling, thumbs down. Arena football Xbox game, thumbs down. Strap on, thumbs up.
Way up.
Yeah.
Two dildos way up.
Oh, yeah.
All right, see you later.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye-bye, you creep.
Yeah.
Get Mike all happy.
I am.
All validated.
There we go.
And now your sex life is out on the show, and you're proud about it.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
And, you know, now that I think about it, it's got to be quite an aerobic workout for your girlfriend.
Yes.
I mean, really,
I'm talking about,
you were mentioning yesterday you bought her a treadmill, which incidentally, I don't think she needs because, you know, she's fantastic looking.
Yes,
but,
right.
You know, my God, how many calories must she burn while...
Yeah. It's not calories as much as building muscle. What am I saying?
What have
I been saying?
What are you, I bet she can squat 300 pounds now.
Yeah.
Even with those beautiful model-like legs that she has.
More like her hip flexors.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, you would know.
Well, not yet. And I do want to make sure we're clear on that. Right. Not yet.
Right.
But waiting with great anticipation.
It's been very close, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Very, very, very close. Very close and kind of disappointed the last time. But there will be another time.
What, the garage doors just wouldn't open?
Yeah.
That's the problem.
If you've ever been, like, you know, out in your driveway and you got one of those automatic openers and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
You're just sitting there trying to kick the door. It's not going to happen.
No, there's just going to be injury.
It's not. Yeah. it's quite a strain.
All right. Well, thank you for sharing it with us.
I'll let you know. I'll keep you advised, and I'll let you know. Well, you'll know obviously, probably sooner than anyone else.
But again, your pants tell another story. Your pants tell that that more has happened than you've let on to.
I think I was sitting in paint.
Sitting in bright red paint?
Yeah, on a bench.
Uh-huh. Right. Well, were you sitting on the face of the guy who Cheney shot?
Right.
Sit on my face and tell me that you love me. Sit on my face and tell me that you care.
Life is good.
Sit on my face and tell me, what's the next thing?
You've been thinking of me.
That's right.
Sit on my face and...
And let's go to break.
Okay. we'll be right back. Right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
And now some words from a man who knows the truth. He was there.
We were hunting quail late in the day. South Texas, wide open spaces, a lot of brush cover, fairly strong.
Uh-huh.
And a group of us had hunted all day on Saturday, probably 10 people. We weren't all together, but about 10 guests at the ranch. There were... three of us who'd gotten out of the vehicle and walked up on a covey of quail that had been pointed at the dogs. The covey's flush, we've shot, and each of us got a bird. We couldn't find here. They'd gone down in some deep cover, and so he went off to look for it. The other hunter and I then turned and walked about 100 yards in another direction where another covey had been spotted by an outrider. I was on the far right, bird flushed, and went to my right, off to the west. I turned and shot at the bird, and at that second, I saw Harry standing there. Well, I saw him fall, basically.
Dick. Dick!
The Don and Mike Show.
Dick.
When I hear them, I like to fall out. Don and Mike.
Oh, that's wacky fun, isn't it?
Is this the music that was playing during the hunt?
There's just a not enough Dick Cheney jokes out there.
Right.
Not enough DJs, not enough TV people are making jokes about it.
Sure.
So we want to make sure that we give you your daily recommended dosage of Cheney jokes.
It's my favorite movie. It's Caddyshack. Lynn and I love Caddyshack.
You picked up on that, huh? Yeah, it's a long version. For you radio aficionados.
It's a great long version.
It's a long intro. You see, the single started at 00. But many years later, DJs found the shindig is 404 on a good looking Friday afternoon, everybody. That's right. Johnny owes you the motion. Hey, if this radio's a rockin', don't you be a knockout. Hear about the guy that got hit by a car? Entire left side of his body was severed off. He's all right now. How about some style and moves? Thank you.
I've never heard the "He's all right." I have never heard that one.
Oh, that's the same as "All Right Now" by Free.
Right?
Same joke.
He's got the left side of his body hacked off.
He's all right now.
He's all right now.
Got plenty of time. This from Yahoo. Now, listen, I've already made my Batman purchase. Buzz, you're giving me a sign, like, turn my microphone on. It's on, dude. Okay, don't know what to tell you. Buzz is waving like a madman.
You know, does that work sometime when you, like, pound your fist down?
You know, I don't think people have an idea of
it's getting to critical point.
The myriad of technical problems that we have with the computer shutting down, with the tapes not being able to come up. Buzz over there waving at me like, "Hi, am I still a part of the show?" And of course you are.
You know, over the years we forced a lot of issues. You know, with radio management, we come down to a point where we have to force the issue with this equipment.
Hold on, I can almost hear him.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
There you are in the background.
Maybe the tubes are warming up.
Tubes.
I don't know.
The tubes are in the back, ready to do talk to you later.
This place. All right, I'll be over here if you need me.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, Buzz. But always know, I've got your microphone on.
I thought maybe it's fading in and out.
But now it's coming back.
I'm like a ghost.
It's like something that's, it's like a loose connection.
You know, it's like Mike and I making pottery.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of that movie Ghost. Mike and I shirtless making pottery,
yeah.
And you're floating down, and Whoopi Goldberg is going to come in momentarily and go, "Listen, I can't believe this, but Buzz Burbank is speaking to me."
And then Buzz will try to move a penny.
I don't know. It's fading in and out. Like I said, I'll be here. You go on without me.
Okay, well, no, I want you to be a part of it.
Well, is Gelman going to help you out here or what?
Gelman.
Who's Gelman?
That's Speaker, isn't it?
Oh, right. He's the engineer that I think looks like a bad guy on 24.
Right.
I think he looks more like Gelman, Regis's producer.
Oh, wait a second.
Check. There he is. Now that's his voice. Here's what the engineer does. He does this. Check.
It's the technical tap.
The technical tap.
It's also what a monkey would do.
Yes.
Any ideas? What's wrong with Buzz's microphone over there?
Sounds okay right now.
There you go. That's the attitude around here.
It's the can do.
Sounds okay right now. Don't know. The problem is being your head.
Thank you.
Thanks for your help.
All right.
Now it's off to the Revenge of the Nerds 4 audition.
That's cold. That is cold.
Now, next thing you know, he's going to say he can't work with me.
I'm going to go get the WJFK engineer credo in Latin, which is, it's stereo coming out of here.
In Yahoo land, there is a story on Yahoo.com about George Clooney selling his Batman suit.
Oh, really?
Now, Clooney was in the worst of the Batman movies.
Right.
Let me see. Because he's so famous now, he wants to sell it off for charity. They think that maybe back in 1997 when he made the movie, that they could have sold the costume for maybe $30,000 for charity.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go on eBay starting at $100,000.
You think they'll get it?
Yeah, I think they will.
Yeah.
Wow. I think they will. I do have my Adam West cape and cowl.
Will they get it because of Batman or will they get it because of Clooney?
Or both.
They're going to get it because of Clooney.
Yeah.
Clooney's hot right now.
Clooney. Oh. And those 30 pounds that he put on in Syria. You know, I can't see where he put them on.
More to love.
To be honest with you.
Syriana.
I pay $25,000 just for the cod piece.
George's cod piece.
The cod piece. You know what I would do?
What?
I would wear it as a mask. I would.
Would you cut air holes in it?
No. I'd be breathing George. Just breathing Clooney.
The cod piece.
George Clooney.
And what does that area have to do with fish? Oh, I guess it has plenty to do with fish.
Of course it does. Next week, I'll be wearing my Batman suit to work.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Just be advised, one day next week, I'll be real retarded, and I'm going to wear the cape, the cowl, the utility belt, and the Batarang.
And sweatpants with a like an Under Armour shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've pretty much got the outfit down.
Okay.
It'll get us through the first appearance.
They are off once again to the rescue.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
I was looking through one of my many Batman books last night. I'm a Batman aficionado. I collect all the stuff.
Right.
The TV show. I was looking through one of the books where they had actual pictures of the props and the costumes from the show.
Right.
And here's a shock. It was about 8:30 and I was already drunk. not so much as you could tell.
Right. No. Okay.
Right. Could you tell?
You were laughing a lot.
Okay.
You just laughed way too hard at the story about Julia.
Well, okay. Well, that was a funny story.
Yeah, but you were laughing pretty hard.
Here's the thing. I hadn't taken any Vicodin.
Uh-huh. Right.
And because that ties you up. I haven't taken any Vicodin now for a couple of days.
Okay.
But I still haven't had a nice, healthy poop.
Right. Yeah. So said any type of anti-inflammatory like that or a painkiller. Well,
so I'm really not eating a lot. I mean, I had soup last night when I got home, and then I had my usual 64 ounces of vodka.
Mm-hmm.
So... Phone rings, and it's Rob, and he wanted to tell me something cute about his kid. And it was cute, and I thought that I laughed. It was funny.
It was, but I could tell because you were in a very good mood, good mood.
But I was, I was jolly good because I was going through my Batman books, and I found a picture in one of these books of Adam West's costume.
Right.
They had actually taken a picture of the actual suit itself.
On a hanger?
Yeah,
okay.
On a hanger. Right. It was one picture of the cape, one picture of the cowl, one picture of the suit, mm-hmm. and the utility belt. And I'm telling you, this guy, this creep that we had on the show that makes this stuff, it looks exactly like. I mean, doesn't look close to.
Right.
Exactly
perfect
like the costume that Adam West wore.
According to his website, he purchased the patterns. So maybe it is identical.
Well, it's pretty cool.
And what's it made out of?
All kinds of stuff, Mike.
Ham.
Ham.
Human skin.
It's totally skin. Is it plastic or rubber?
I really don't know because I don't want to play with it so much that I break it. The cowl is hard.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, rock hard.
Really?
Cat couldn't scratch
it. See, I thought the cowl would be rubber.
No.
I thought it was just satin.
No. It's got a hard something underneath it. If it was just satin,
uh-huh.
it would conform to the shape of whoever's head is wearing it.
So it might be plastic? Is it a heavy weight?
It's a heavy weight cowl.
Would it protect you on, the bat cycle?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What year are we going to be transported to next
1966.
Week? 1966.
The 1966 Batman.
Seems like it was only yesterday.
All right, so that's next week on the show, and I am not going to buy the Clooney one, okay? I'm not.
Okay.
But if anybody has, any of his sweaty undies from Syria, I would just say, pull the Brinks truck up to my house.
You don't collect like those kind of people would probably collect. You don't collect for investment. You collect for collecting's sake.
No, I collect to wear.
Mm-hmm. Personal satisfaction.
And that's
the way you ought to do it. If you're buying those things, damn it, wear them.
And I'm going to get that head that's made of the material that the packing peanuts are made out of, the styrofoam head.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to put this thing on in a display case.
Right. And then after that, anyone coming to your home will be charged a small, reasonable admission fee.
Welcome to Twitty City.
$4.
All right, so that's next week.
I will get you the brass stanchions with the velvet ropes.
Here is this weekend for me. I am... Oh, first off, I got my wrecked car back already.
Oh, yeah.
It's great to know a guy that runs a body shop.
Right.
Okay. One of my friends runs a body shop. So lickety-split, got that baby back.
Got it done?
Yeah. Great to have that back. And I'm still going to refer to it as my lucky car.
Okay.
Good. Even though I got hit, blindsided it, it's still a lucky car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going out of town tomorrow. I don't know exactly where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm going somewhere with Miss X,
mm-hmm.
and all that she has said to me is that we are not going to Maryland, Washington, or Virginia.
Mm.
So we're not going to be anywhere in the
immediate area.
In the immediate, tri-county, whatever it is area
right.
that we live in here. And I know this much, that tomorrow night, for the first time, and I know how, I mean, since forever, I mean, with Freed and everything, I'm going to be in a hotel
mm-hmm.
with another chick.
Right.
That's pretty major to me.
Yeah. It's a stepping thing, you know. I mean, it's all basically another step down the road
mm-hmm.
of the road of moving on.
Because what we're talking about is basically, I guess, going. So, see, the thing is, since Frieda died over 7 months ago, here's pretty much what my life is now. I do the show every day. I'm not going to be a martyr with you. I have a lot of sad moments about Frieda, but I'm trying to move on because
right.
that's what she would want me to do.
Right.
But the weekends are just the worst. Sometimes they just drag on. I mean, I know that I used to say endlessly on the radio, God, if only Frieda would leave me alone for a weekend. And I did like being left alone for a weekend.
Right.
But now it's been like 8 months of weekends.
Yeah.
And 8 months of, Monday through Fridays. And I miss not only her, I miss the companionship of
sure.
somebody.
Right. And doing stuff.
Of anybody. Well,
as much as you were dragged to do it, you probably... Well, truth be told, you used to complain about that, but you did it. And,
yeah.
and on some level, you either enjoyed it because you could complain about it, or you enjoyed
it. Yeah, of course.
Because you enjoyed it.
If I didn't, Frieda always knew. She could not make me do something that I really didn't want
exactly.
to do, even if I would bitch and complain about
right.
it. You know, it was just because I was just being a jerk. But I would do things with her.
Right.
Now... I think after 7 months, because I guess my point was going to be the weekend is this. I get up on Saturday, I do all the stuff I have to do. I go to the grocery store, I go to the dry cleaners, I clean, I pay bills, I do whatever I have to do. Then it's like 2 o'clock. And basically, from 2 o'clock Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I sit around and wait to do the show
mm-hmm. yeah.
until
mm-hmm.
Monday.
Right.
And when football was on, that was the great diversion because...
Right.
You start with the ESPN show at 11 o'clock in the morning, and if you're like me, you're into it. You stay till the end of Sunday night football.
Yeah, I mean, that was your activity, and that's that you can't drag you away from that.
And now that's gone, and I just feel the need to get the frig out.
Sure.
You know.
Who can't understand that?
And this chick is pretty cool.
And she's being the cruise director, correct? She's kind of making the plans?
That's right.
I mean, you really don't know 100% sure where you're going yet.
That's right. I don't. And I would, the thing is, that would...
Two words.
What's that?
Six Flags.
Here's the thing. This would probably... I don't mean this is a bad pun. This would kill Frieda. But, if Frieda had ever... Well, I can't say that because when I first met Frieda...
Sure.
I did stuff like we went roller skating and I ate quiche and I pretended that I knew about a lot of stuff that I didn't
right.
know about. And I did all that crap that guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I know that if this was a year ago and Frieda said to me on a 3-day weekend, you know what we're going to do? Saturday, I'm just going to pick a place to go that's not in the immediate area and I'm going to do the driving and you don't worry about it and we're just going to go somewhere. I guarantee I would have said to her, not a good idea.
Yeah, right. I know.
Not a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I really think I need to stay at home.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me where we're going. Tell me what we're doing. How long will the ride be?
Mm-hmm.
Will I be allowed to pick the radio station? Will I be allowed to pick the CD?
Sure.
Will I be allowed to drive? Will I be allowed to... I would have come up with 8,000 different reasons
right.
to try and shoot this idea down.
Right. Of course.
Even in my heart, if I wanted to, I'm sure I would. But now, it's like this other woman called me and we talked about this, and she said, let me handle it. I said, beautiful. I didn't even ask how long the car ride is going to be.
Right.
Now, and now I'm thinking about it.
You're not talking yourself out of it, are you?
No, I'm going to do it.
Right.
But it could end up being, like, seriously, anywhere from 3 to 6 hours in the car with her.
Yes.
So that could be a good introduction for her into,
did you just,
what a jerk I really am.
I don't know whether you mentioned this or not. Did you discuss the car ride did you discuss anything about your, like, rules or anything like that?
See, I don't want to, listen, like I said, it's not like this woman is my girlfriend.
Right.
But, yeah, here's the thing. I've been married for 25 years.
Right.
And this is going to be rough for any woman that I become involved with on in any way.
Any level.
I think that for 25 years, and it worked out great with Frida, and I love her still to this day with all my heart. That'll never change. But God damn it, I jumped through every hoop that woman wanted me to jump through.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way.
Right.
What I mean was,
a lot of hoops.
Yeah, and very rarely was I able to hold up the hoop.
Buzz, you sound like maybe you jumped through a few occasionally,
I think
too.
We all do.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very rarely was I able to hold up the hoop and say, jump through this.
Uh-huh.
Because she would always say to me, why should I jump through that hoop? Because you still haven't jumped through all these hoops for me.
Right.
So, to answer your question, Mike, what I said to this very nice lady who I'm going to be going away with, you asked if I told her about the rules.
It sounded to me, I thought you alluded to it, and it sounded like something we normally say when we get on an elevator together.
I didn't scream it. I said, I'm all for this. Excuse me. I'm all for this.
Right.
I think it's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how I'm going to do with talking. And she said, what do you mean? I said, well, you know, maybe I won't feel like talking. I said, there's lots of times I just like listening to music, just driving and listening to music.
Kind of why, really, even when Frida was here, you also like to drive alone. You like to put your stuff on the radio and then,
right.
Or, you know, or your CDs or whatever, and you like to listen to music and radio stations.
Yeah, so I was telling her, and what a wonderful picture I'm painting about this weekend.
Of course.
About how it could be. How could this woman not be excited? I've said there's a very good chance that I won't want to speak. And if that's the case,
just on the car ride,
let it be. I've also
that
said
that won't be the entire weekend, will it?
I've also said that I'm very persnickety about driving.
Uh-huh.
That unless something absolutely awful happens, like I can't stay awake or I'm sick, I drive.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm the man.
Okay, right.
So I'm going to drive, even if I don't know where I'm going. She can tell me where we're going.
Uh-huh.
Also, I'm very strict about this. There's not to be any socializing with other people. I mean, we can have some limited, interaction with other people,
right.
But it's got to be very limited, and all of these people must understand that I am a creature of the day. I am not a creature of the night.
Okay.
Even on a Saturday night, on a balls-out party Saturday night, the latest you're ever going to get me up to is news on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
And I got news for you on that. That's when I'm in bed and I'm half asleep.
So you're an early riser, and it's early to bed, early to rise.
So it's so funny that I'm talking to this very nice woman on the telephone last night, and she's running past everything that I've told her. And she's saying, okay, so we'll meet, and then you'll drive, and you'll find out where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already told the people that I know that we're really not going to have a lot of contact with them, and you can talk or not talk as much as you want.
Wow.
And you can pick whatever music you want. And I've already told them that you like to go to bed at 10 o'clock at night and that you like to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Right.
And
well, that's great.
No, it's great, except here's where it's going to get, and God, I hope she's not listening now, where it's going to get a little sticky. No pun intended.
Hey!
That's going to be on Sunday morning.
Yeah.
Because here's what's going to happen. I'm going to wake up on Sunday morning anywhere from 3 to 6 hours away from home. I already got coverage on the dogs,
mm-hmm.
So I'm set there.
Good.
But I'm going to wake up 3 to 6 hours away from home in a hotel with a chick that's not my wife, who I know but, don't know.
Right.
And it's like, what the frig am I going to talk to her about on Sunday morning? You know what I mean?
You know,
plus, hold on. Bear with me on this.
All right.
I'm going to try to say this with the FCC's new rules.
Mm-hmm.
I have not been in a social situation where you're going to be, generally speaking, a hotel, no matter how nice the hotel is.
Mm-hmm.
The bathroom is right next to the bedroom.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Sunday morning.
You are letting it all hang out, aren't you?
Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Now, listen, I don't see how, you know, no matter how suave I am,
yeah,
even with my dumb rules.
No matter how many towels under the door.
That's right. Nothing's going to stop the sounds.
Uh-huh. No.
And more importantly...
It's simple. It's simple. I've
you
not,
know, you're going to have to walk out of the bathroom and say, you know, do the Ace Ventura, you know. I'm not. Go in there, which I know is not sexy.
May I now offer some advice on this subject? Because I've dealt with it, you know, a lot more recently than any of you
guys.
I want
to hear this.
It is two things. It is the immediate. I don't know what we're gonna, how we can say things, but it's the immediate courtesy flush. I mean, immediate.
Okay.
Okay. And when I say immediate, now hear me out here. When I say immediate,
as soon
I mean
as the torpedo has left
on its way down.
Okay.
While it's in the air,
okay,
you're flushing.
All right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
Secondly, shower both faucets. Shower both faucets and a flush to cover sound.
Yeah.
Trust me, I have been there. And nobody is more freaked out about it than I was. It was my number one
thing. I've got so many issues, though. I mean, beyond the obvious, which is like, okay, if I get past that, then what are we going to do? I mean, beyond like if screwing or something. But I mean... And there I go again. Just
you are
romantic.
The incurable romantic, like a poet. Okay,
I mean,
it's 6:35. You want to screw?
What are we going to do? Watch Meet the Press? You know what I'm saying?
Well, aren't you going to get out?
I don't know.
Are you going to get?
Yeah, I don't know where we're going. And this is where I'm afraid it's going to fall apart. Because, like, what if she picks something like some, you know, Davy Crockett Adventureland, you know? And
I think she will.
I don't know. I'm just...
I think she knows who she's dealing with, and she'll make a proper selection.
And this very, very, very honestly, there have been... God, how do I say this? She's gonna see my underpants. You understand what I'm saying?
We do.
Not necessarily.
Mike, if you're clever.
No. It's going to be...
Oh, she's gonna see them when they're on. Are you worried about her seeing them when they're on or off?
Yes.
Yes. All of the above.
You are. You know what's amazing?
It's a long car drive.
Right.
I fart a lot.
Right.
You know, I have colorful underwear. What can I say?
Just to, you know.
I know. For instance, like here's. I know with Frida, mm-hmm, that many times, not at a hotel, just at home, mm-hmm, we'd be in bed. And I'd say, we'd be watching TV. I'd say, I got to go get a drink of water.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got my underpants and a T-shirt on.
Walking toward the bathroom.
I go towards the bathroom. And she'd say, hey.
Jesus.
Right. You're like, hey, what's going on back there?
Well, you got to be careful.
And it would just be the normal, just your average normal every day. I mean, nothing out of the ordinary. Not like I've had an accident.
No. Fruit stripe gum.
Yes.
Just take extra precautions, I guess.
So we'll see.
That's the best advice you can... And also, I mean, you still got the darker colors?
No, I got all tidy-whities.
No.
You know, all tidy-whities.
Yeah.
You know,
there's time on the way home tonight maybe to, you know, pick up some of the pastels.
No, I'm going
to
go with the... Listen, here's the thing. If she
used to have black underwear, didn't you?
Frida bought it for me. If any of these thousands of women that are beating at my door,
right,
have a chance with me,
uh-huh, mm-hmm,
they're going to have to find out, like Frida did, what a jerk I am. But they're not going to have the benefit that Frida did, where I pretend not to be a jerk so that these women will like me.
Right.
I mean, I did what every guy does.
No hoop jumping.
With Frida.
Right.
You know, I mean, when we first got together...
Mm-hmm.
Not that I didn't love her and treat her like a queen, really, and I swear to God I did up until the day she passed away. But you know how it is after 25 years. I mean,
right,
you know, 25 years ago she would have said to me, would you like to do this? And if I didn't want to, I would go, oh, to be with you? Oh, yes. You know, more recently, it would have been, go by yourself.
Right.
Go ask one of your friends. Here's a quarter. Go call somebody. Ask somebody who cares.
Well, it seems to me that you're going to have a bit of a learning curve this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a chance to, you know, get to know this person. She's going to have a chance to get to know you.
Right.
You know, you'll know. You'll probably have some answers when you come back as to whether, you know, you've always said it's at that level. It's not anything more. You don't want people to read anything more into it. But
no. You
will find where your comfort zone is. And if it's there, if there's a comfort zone, it'll be somebody that you can do fun stuff with occasionally.
I'm just being honest with everybody about what I'm doing, because right. that's what I've always done on the show, is talk about
right.
my stupid life. And these are the things that I'm worried about. Now, and also, here's another thing that I'm worried about. Sunday morning breath. She's never gotten a whiff of that.
Well, she may there not. Is really nothing that you can do about that.
And she may have a similar concern.
Worse than me?
Well, I don't know.
I don't think so, but
unless she smokes cigars.
What's amazing is all these concerns you have are things that, you know, I dealt with, you know, with when I was single again.
Sure.
And it's something that the morning breath thing is really just... You turn away until you run in there and maybe brush your teeth. That's it.
Just finesse it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. And this is where she's...
You're not going to get up in the morning, and it doesn't sound like me like you want to linger longer. It doesn't mean...
No. I'm not going to... I've never been one to wake up in the morning and go, oh, baby, you know, let me give you a tonsillectomy with my tongue.
Right. Or lounge and chat, right?
No, but here's the thing. How do I put this without offending her? The way I live my life now, God damn it, I don't want to have to get up and brush my teeth for some woman.
No hoop jumping.
Right.
Maybe
right?
a quick swish with mouthwash.
See, but even that would be...
Do you brush your teeth in the morning or at night or both?
How many days a week?
No,
of course. Five times a day.
You do?
Yes.
I brush my teeth really in the morning.
Compulsively. I mean, I do it when I get up, then I do it like after my snack, then I do it after before I take a shower, before I come to work,
right.
five times.
What about before bed?
Yeah, a couple of times.
All right.
A couple of times, but still, it doesn't stop the bad breath.
Yeah.
I mean, keep in mind, a staple of my diet, along with a nice Opus X cigar, is blue cheese. Okay? And God knows, I've heard that from Frida. For many, many eons, and now all of these things...
Chuck Willery's on the phone. He's saying you're ready for the show right now.
I'm really putting out a good
picture.
You're
putting the vibe out, man. The blue cheese and the blue cheese and cigars. You know, maybe you found the title for your book.
Maybe you'll surprise yourself. I mean, I understand you're not wanting to jump through hoops. I don't know that any of us wants to do that anymore. But, you know, I'm sure you'll take maybe little steps along the way to try to smooth things over.
I'm going to say this, and I hope nobody... I'm not trying to, pass judgment on you. With all the way you've been talking about this person, between the lines, this sounds like a very nice person.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like somebody who really will probably cut you some slack.
Goddamn right, she's right. She's nice at $500 a night. Don't you think I pay for the finest?
Bad.
Don't you think when I say I want a nice,
right?
I want a nice Japanese escort. Mm. Incidentally, she must have the surgery to have made her eyes round.
Eyelid doubling.
What is it, Robbie?
Eyelid doubling.
So anyway, I'll let you know what's going on.
Shocker, you would know that procedure.
Anyway, Rob. I am slightly uptight about that, but I will work. I will work through it.
All the stuff you're talking about is understandable.
Yeah.
Just please remember the cardinal rule.
What's that?
While it's in the air.
Oh,
flush while it's in the air.
Right, right.
Because then you will be, you know what? You'll be amazed at how effective that is.
And, you know, and I'll leave you with one other just smooth thing that I said to her. You know, as I was smooth talking her into this weekend that she suggested. I just asked her. I just came out and asked her. I said, incidentally, because she's over 40,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I said, we don't have to worry about rubbers, do we?
Right.
And she said, it would pretty much be a miracle.
Uh-huh.
I said, okay, just understand, if it is a miracle, it's going to be garbage can time.
Oh, God. Oh, my.
I feel like if I said dumpster.
Oh, dear.
She laughed.
Right. Oh, that's
she
good.
She
does know you.
She laughed.
You sweet daughter.
I can't wear a rubber. I've never heard a more romantic soliloquy.
I can't wear a rubber, dude. I just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it. So that's it. I'll let you know what happens. I'll let you know where we go.
I'm looking forward to it, and many different potential destinations. But you won't know. Are you not going to know till you get in the car?
Right.
That's cool.
That is cool.
That's part of the deal.
That's very fun. Brave on your part.
Yeah, well,
it's fun too. It's fun.
Of course. No matter what. You spend almost 8 months at home every weekend. I mean, you know, as much.
Hey, you're going to go. At the very least, you're going to a hotel. You're going to have a nice meal, and you're going to be somewhere else, and somebody's going to be waiting on you. What could go wrong with that?
Everything. With me, everything, Mike.
I think it sounds to me like you have certainly, you know, given her all the ABCs of you. Sounds like it.
Except I don't want to go have dinner down in a restaurant with other people.
Well, so you got to go where you have room service.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's like at some Holiday Inn or something.
You really want to get out of that house.
So you can stay in your room.
Because you've really been holed up in your house for weekend after weekend. Now you want to go and hole up in a hotel.
Yes.
So you don't want to go into like a public dining room.
No, I wouldn't mind going in a public dining room.
Right.
My concern, and I do this I do this too much with people. Mm-hmm. I tell people too much my situation.
Right.
I'm afraid, like, if a server came over and would say, "Hi, welcome, can I help you?" That the first thing I would say is, "Hey, I don't think that I'm cheating on my wife because my wife was killed in a car accident eight years ago.
Right.
You know, I mean,
you tend to spew.
I find myself saying too much to people.
Right. I think you'll be okay with most restaurants. You'll be fine. If she takes you to someplace like the Dixie Stampede, there might be an issue.
All right, well, I'll let you know. I'll report on Monday.
Where you eat your chicken with your hands.
I will report on Monday.
Enjoy Dollywood.
No, I only report on Monday if you're going to be stalking me.
Right.
I'll report on Tuesday.
That's right.
Since we got the big President's Day.
I predict you'll have a good time.
Oh, and I also laid that out for her as well.
What?
Because I'm so romantic. That even though Monday's a day off, I can have no contact with you on Monday. I mean, not that I can't take a phone call. But I said that would entail seeing her Saturday and Sunday and Monday.
Yeah. That'd be 3 days.
That to me, slow down.
So you plan on returning to your fortress of solitude on Monday?
Sunday. We're leaving tomorrow, Saturday. I'll be back at home on Sunday.
Have you arranged the time? Is it late in the day on Sunday? Sunday night? Sunday? Is it flexible, at least? Flexibility.
Yes.
You ought to maintain a little flexibility for that.
We'll be out of
for her sake.
We'll be out of the hotel by 7
a.m.
7 a.m.
Wow.
7 a.m.
Fair enough.
Be out of the hotel
7
by
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Good morning.
What to do?
Well, first, let's be honest.
At least, like, give her a muffin or something.
Find a Starbucks. You know, go find me a Starbucks. Need a mocha. No whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
Chop, chop, honey. Chop, chop. So we'll see how this goes.
Dutch treat.
Yes, Dutch treat and Dutch oven.
Wow, that'll be good.
Everything. Yeah, Dutch treat. What?
Regarding that, the Dutch oven that you spoke of, is the relationship such that, from a comedic standpoint, you could do that?
No. That's why I'm concerned about the bathroom. She's never heard me fart. I mean, I don't know her that well. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Oh, I remember, man, when I first started going out with Carla. Do you know what I do, seriously, in the morning? Because in the morning I have the first retort. I would go outside. I would.
Carla would say, is it storming out?
I'd go outside in the winter.
You get a thank you note from your neighbors?
We started...
He's out there again!
We started going out in October. So it was by the time we were, you know, by the time she was sleeping over occasionally, I was outside. Outside, freezing, in my underwear, outside.
There's Mike O'Mara. Why is he pulling his pants down?
You know how when it's cold outside, you breathe, you make steam?
I was so paranoid that I really, and it was a big house, I could have probably gone upstairs, way upstairs, you know, and no, I would go literally outside, shut the door. And you know what?
The good old days, I would just, seriously, Frida would just be laying right next to me, and we'd just be like, the biggest beefer in the world would come out. You know, I mean, after 25 years, it would be like, you know, she'd just like, oh, yeah. You're worse than the dog. Yeah, oh, I love you.
There are still codes of behavior regarding that. Like, you know, I can now do that also. You know, Carl and I have been seeing each other for about, I guess, almost 2.5 years. And if I, but still, I will not do it if there is any contact. Like if there happens to be leg-to-leg contact or a leg draped over you,
right.
That is still that is still
it's a bad move.
Yeah. Well, I didn't mean
so no farting zone.
In my opinion, yeah.
What about in a public place?
Fine in a public place.
Okay, good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you know,
it's muffled most.
Not
times.
In a, not in a public place where you know it can be heard.
Not like a house of worship.
Oh, you know what? In a house of worship.
And now I just thought we could what we could do on Sunday morning. That'd be a kick. We'll go to church.
That'll be nice.
We'll go to church.
Do you know her faith?
Yeah, Rob.
There he is.
Yes, there he is prying.
Don't tell Rob.
Prying.
I do. I'll just give you a hint.
Okay.
The religion she is?
Yes.
You don't like it. Okay, we got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike!
God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Hello there, Donaldo E. Miguel. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah. Come on.
Is this a problem with the equipment or is this a problem with the caller?
They speak to us.
Hmm. Well, let's give that caller the benefit of the...
Hold on a second. The benefit of the dial tone.
Hold on a second. I'm like the engineer. Just press it harder. There you go. Hello, Don and Mike.
How you doing, buddy?
There we go. Hi there. You're on the air.
I have a little solution for you on the number 2 front in the hotel.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Go to the lobby. Use the bathroom down there.
Sure. That's what I wanted to do. Go down to the lobby so that the lady at the front desk says, what the hell's going on out there?
Yeah. Besides, if you walk into a hotel lobby in your underwear, you might get arrested. Mm-hmm.
Get out of here. Would you please?
Or, you know, I mean, I'm saying for people that sleep in their underwear. Hello. How about the people that sleep nude?
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you're on here.
Hi, how's it going? Hey, Don, just to let you know.
Mr. Burbank, please go upstairs.
Buzz just kind of announced again he sleeps nude. God. Yeah, I'm sorry. What can we do for you?
Yeah, the shower deal that Mike suggested to you is a good idea. Make sure you keep that on cold water because that steam's going to be anti-productive for you.
Good point. He's right about that. I mean,
steam is anti-productive.
If you turn the shower on and it's hot water, that'll create, you know, something worse.
I'm not going to be giving birth in there. You never
know how good the meal is going to be on Saturday night.
Right.
Or you could send her out on an errand.
Especially, I don't want to alarm you.
6 a.m.?
Yes. I don't want to alarm you, but if you actually have been, you know, kind of bound up with the painkillers.
I have been.
Yeah, Sunday morning, you know, God forbid Sunday morning is the morning.
I know the dam's going to break.
Yeah.
I love Don and Mike's show. Hello.
You know. Hello.
Hi there. Hi, honey.
Hi. I have a suggestion for when you go to the hotel this weekend, you have to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Go down to the hotel lobby bathroom.
Okay, everybody says that, but listen, I'm not going to go down to...
No.
First off, I'm sure I'm blowing this out of proportion, but on the other hand... There's a very good chance that someone will think they're listening to Carole King sing "I Feel the Earth Move Under My Feet."
Right.
You never know what's going to happen.
You never know. I mean, really, and if you, it is that dam break thing, like, you know, if nothing's happening on Saturday, and then Sunday morning is when it happened, I mean, leaves might be coming out. Old dead leaves.
Just send her out for batteries.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don and Mike, radio god.
Batteries for what? You don't need to tell her. Tell us for your shaver. I need double A batteries. Could you go get them?
Shut up, Rob.
What's happening, Don?
Hi there. You're on the air.
Yeah, you don't have nothing to worry about skid marked underwear, because Beth Ann doesn't wear underwear, so I'm sure her corduroys are all skid marked up.
That's right. Secret's out of the bag.
Yes, it's Beth Ann McBride.
My special lady is.
Fortunately, we deleted that call.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, guys. Good show today. Pretty interesting. Buzz, you're very, very funny. Don, when you're on the road, what you do is you just do your business right on the rug and tell her that's how I roll.
Walk away proud.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, God.
That's how I roll.
So many helpers out there, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
I believe we might have just gotten the call of the week.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
And I can see you doing that. You put your thumb to your chest, too.
Yeah.
I'm talking to Don and Mike. I'll be damned.
You're on the I'll be damned.
Hey, Mike, I would suggest reconsidering the earwax that you're candling thing, because the best part about it is the wax that's left over makes a tasty spread for a cheese sandwich.
All right, bye-bye. You're lucky you weren't tasered.
Hello,
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I want to talk to Don and Mike about...
Yeah, first off, get with it, Daddy-O. You're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Pay attention now. What's going on in the background there?
Hey, listen.
Excuse me, sir. What's going on in the background?
In the background? Nothing. Yes. I'm talking to you.
I heard some noise.
I turned the radio off. I'm sorry. Ah. Hey, you got to go to the JCPenney's and get your underwear, and then all you got to do is...
Amen.
There you go.
Good.
Please notice the restraint.
Yeah.
Simply tasered him.
You know, I admire you for using non-lethal force.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
I can't wait for Danny Glover to make that new movie, Non-Lethal Weapon 5. Hello, Don and Mike show.
That's where he chases bad guys all around the city, just throwing nets on them.
No, that's where Danny Glover, the whole movie is him just trying to get a cab in New York. Because every time I see Danny Glover on TV, I swear to God, Jack, that is his only mission, mm-hmm. is to say it's impossible for a black man to get a cab in New York. Even if he's Danny Glover.
He made a big deal about it. I mean, it happened to him.
Every time I see him on TV.
Right.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I say borrow Mike's salad tosser and blame it on that.
Borrow Mike's what?
His strap-on?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
I don't like calling it that, okay? Please.
Come on, I like this woman.
No, sure.
I don't want her to... Pig. I don't want her to think that I'm into strap-ons like Mike. Oops, sorry, Mike.
There's plenty of time for that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi. You're on the air.
I'm on the air now.
Duh. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
See, now this is how it generally works. You call.
Okay.
We pick up. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, Don, I've been listening since you were at WLS in Chicago.
Well, thank you, honey. It's very nice.
And I moved to this area and didn't figure out why I liked your show, except that your voice was
sexy.
Very comforting.
Sexy. Mm-hmm. Damn sexy.
Comforting.
Sexy and comforting.
That's right, baby.
You find comfort.
And the greatest thing right now from what I'm listening to is, hey, be yourself. Some women are actually worth that.
Some people are, well, listen, I was myself with my wife for 25 years.
I realize that.
And I'm going to be myself with this woman or other women or you know, what the hell, perhaps even you.
And if they don't like you the way you are,
that's right.
Whether you smell or not, that's up to them.
Well, that's very nice.
Yeah, be yourself. Good advice.
That is good advice.
Thank you.
Right.
That's worked out for Mike real well.
Jesus, be yourself, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Throw the whole role-playing thing out the window.
Thank you, Cal.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
What? Hello, this is a radio show.
Oh.
Again, you're the listener. You've called the request line. Why the confusion?
Seems to be confusion today.
When you're on the radio.
I didn't know if there was going to be somebody screening the call.
For the last time, we have a 40-year-old retard who barely is holding his job by the tiniest of threads. However, even with Joe being here, we take unscreened phone calls.
Awesome.
Yes, it is when people get it.
No problem. I'll get it next time. I got a solution.
Oh, no, hold on. You said something very important.
Yeah.
What's that?
Next time.
Next time I call in.
Can you do me a favor? Put the receiver a little closer to your head.
It's at my ass.
Tried to get a little smart, but then got shot. Poor baby.
He'll not pass you again.
So long, Whittington.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
You know, I got to mention one thing. The guy that I'm getting together with for dinner tomorrow night,
yeah,
and his wife, his name is Whittington. It really is. And people, he was telling me yesterday.
He's not taking too much crap.
He was telling me yesterday that people have called him, seriously called him, to ask if he was okay. Related.
Hello. Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, buddy.
Hey, turn down your radio, buddy.
Hey, look, you know,
can I just tell you, your reflexes are incredibly quick. You should stop whatever you're doing and get over to Italy and help out our Olympic team. Because I asked you to turn down that radio, and I'm telling you, it must have been 15 seconds. Cat-like.
Yeah.
Really. Let's sign you up for the skeleton team.
No helmet.
Where you get to
is your favorite Olympic event.
Where you get to ride down on a cookie sheet down a mountain. What a retarded game that is. Really. Hey, what's up?
What's going on? I love you, bro. Hey, listen.
Please notice I didn't. I did not return the love.
Right, Lisa.
Thank you.
Why?
Now he's hurt.
It's now 10 love. Let's continue.
You love me?
Let's volley again.
15 love. You're served on.
What's up?
Hey, just go on your weekend and just be yourself, man.
30 love. 30 love. 30 love. One more and I move to the Grand Slam event.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. I'm sorry. Oh.
That was a self-preservation move. Yeah, that's just bullets hitting gravel.
Friendly fire.
That's W.A. Wasted ammo. Hello, Don and Mike show. FB, Don, free
Mike,
bullets.
Don and Mike Radio Gods. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good, good. Here's the solution, okay? Two pairs of underwear for the trip.
Mm-hmm.
Stop at the hotel bathroom when you get there.
Okay, well, listen, there's been too much discussion about this. I've made too much about this.
I know. You know, it's just always too much.
Now it's like everybody thinks that I'm going to be wearing crusting, you know, underpants. I mean, I'm concerned with a small brown crown.
This is not... Look, when we covered it, when you were talking about it, it was covered. Everybody should understand that. These are simple problems with simple solutions.
Think it out loud.
To the untrained eye, you know, perhaps you won't even see anything.
You know what? Absolutely right.
And we've not even gotten to my biggest phobia, which she knows about. She will not see my feet. And by that I mean feet without socks.
Right.
Okay. And it's not because my toes are looking spectacular these days.
Your toes are not Jackie Gleason like.
No, it is not. It is not the fungus thing. I'd be glad to take my shoes off and show you right now, Mike.
Right, right.
I just got it.
I mean, that's completely cleared up for you now?
Yes. I just have on one toe.
Okay.
There's still some left.
Right. I noticed.
But I got a thing about feet.
But she knows that already.
Yes, she does.
Well, there you go.
No,
that's not even a problem.
Yes, she does.
That's not even a problem.
Just want her to know that, though.
She hasn't, you know, expressed any, like, real need to see them, has she?
Well, she has said to me.
You know, why do you wear socks?
She has said to me, why are you so uptight about your feet?
Ah, okay.
And I just said, well, you know.
All right, that's the first warning sign. I'm just trying to be honest with you. That's the first warning sign, you know, that she might be low-key in it. She might really want to see your feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not a chance. Not a chance. No way, baby. I mean, maybe someday at the beach. Maybe, you know, but then, even then, you really got to get to know me to see my feet.
You know, all I know is from everything I've heard, it's going to be a delightful Breakfast at Tiffany's kind of weekend.
That's me just shooting in the air because I'm excited.
Sure.
I'm excited about the prospects of this weekend.
Is foot play her desire?
Not with these feet.
Between the toes.
Not unless you wanted to have foot sex with Fred Flintstone. I'm serious. That's the thing my feet are good for. Starting a car. Like Fred Flintstone's car.
Play the bongos.
Right. Yabba-dabba-doo. Okay. Well, no more help from all of our listeners who are calling. Like, they're all freaking Dr. Ruth Westheimer talking about dirty underpants.
They've been there.
One more. Hello, Don and Mike show.
What a duty day. Hi, it's the Grisman calling Don.
Yeah. Yes, Doug.
I have two words for you.
Yeah, Doug.
Bravo, Lingus.
I wish he had a better phone.
But, you know, in all fairness, this really is the listener's area of expertise.
A brown underpants?
The stains.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is what they do.
Stains remind me. Stain reminds me of old Yellow Stain.
Right.
Which reminds me, we hardly ever talk about advanced bookings on the show.
Okay.
Right. But we have booked for what day?
Wednesday of next week.
Next week, G. Gordon, I Can't Control My Bladder Liddy.
Yay!
Will be appearing on this show to promote whatever his latest satanic book is.
Fighting Terrorism from Within.
And it will be the once and forever, I don't want to say knockdown, drag out fight.
Oh, no,
not necessarily.
No.
But it will be a chance for us to just get everything out in the
open. Clear the air from when he was here.
With Liddy.
Yeah.
Once and for all.
Circle Wednesday on your calendar.
I said to his publicist, now remember, we know this guy. He knows us. We've had a past. There have been good times. There have been bad. We'd love to have him on. He said, of course Gordon would love to come on.
Well, of course. Yeah, right. He wants to sell his Mein Kampf. So,
no, it's not Mein Kampf.
That's the name of his book. It's Mein Kampf by George Gordon Liddy.
That will be delightful.
Forward by the lovely Diana.
I believe so. I've got a copy in the office. Haven't read it yet.
Wonderful. That's next Wednesday?
Yes.
And I promise you, our listeners, this. I swear to Christ, I will confront him about the Tupperware issue.
Very good.
I will. All absolutely.
Right. I look forward.
And that day that the hardball guy was in here.
Chris Matthews.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He was an eyewitness to G. Gordon Liddy having to go during the radio show.
Sure. It's going to be the Socratic method again. We ask, he answers if he wants to.
It's like, you know, I tell you all the time how great PTI is.
Right.
The show with Tony Kornheiser and Mike Wilbon.
Mm-hmm.
Neither of them knows anything about NASCAR. Yesterday they had on Dale Jr. And I love the fact that they ask all the dumb questions mm-hmm. that people that don't know anything about NASCAR. The last question they ask him is, do you ever go to the bathroom in your suit? Now, really, what a great question.
And you know what? I'd like to know what the answer was.
The answer was yes.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, I'd be lying if I said I did. You know, they said something like some guys say they hold it and some guys say that they don't. And he said, well, you know, you do sweat a lot in the car. And I'd be lying if I said I didn't.
That's great.
So that's good.
Yeah. And I've heard that if you do that, you're almost guaranteed to win.
It's a lucky thing.
Every time.
I worry about Tony Kornheiser and that Monday Night Football thing.
Why so?
Because I'm such a fan of the show PTI.
Right.
Even though I know it's on the same time that we're on, I don't care. You should tape it and watch it, TiVo and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
He's outstanding with Michael Wilbon. But I don't think it's going to work, like, if he's got to go out and do a Monday night game. And, like, on Monday, is he going to do the show from the site where the game is?
So I have no idea. You're more worried about what happens to PTI than when he hits the road with Monday Night Football.
Yeah, who cares? About, I mean, I think he'll be great on both.
Right.
It's just logistically, I don't know how they're going to handle it. Because, like, for instance, I didn't like it when Wilbon was in whatever the last big sporting event. Oh, the Super Bowl.
Right.
Wilbon was there. Tony Kornheiser didn't even go to the Super Bowl.
So they have the split screen type thing?
Because he doesn't like to travel.
Mm-hmm. It's probably the way they're going to do it, though, I would assume, unless they bag the Monday show during the football season.
The good thing is those two guys face-to-face looking at each other, you know, yelling at each other and goofing on each other. Yeah?
I think I read somewhere that Wilbon will travel with him.
Well, are they both just going to give up writing for the newspaper?
Oh, because, you know, that's not a real job.
Because
you can phone that in, literally.
Kornheiser is now. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't even write a regular column. He writes like a blog.
Yeah, but I think if it goes down that way, they'll be able to do the show. You know, I think it'll be fine.
But they will have to split a hotel room.
I enjoy reading Wilbon. I think he's a good read in the Washington Post. Yes, Rob, even though he's a Negro.
No, I mean, he always looks surprised.
Jesus Christ.
not what I meant.
Now I'm going to tell you, step away.
Jesus. Mike, it's not him, it's the pills.
It's his Percocet.
Goofy on the perk.
It's his Percocet.
Hold on a second. Where is that goddamn tape?
As Dr. Dana slowly drills a hole into his brain.
No, not that one.
No?
Not that one works, though. Oh, boy. Where's the,
give me a hand.
Three Stooges.
Oh, okay. I don't think it's over here.
Yes, it is.
It is?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I'm looking at two gentlemen facing a wall of tapes.
One of them has a Packers bandage on his head.
Yes, I can still see it.
Oh, boy. All I can say is, this house is sure going crazy.
It certainly has.
I know. That's
the tape.
I'll never find it. You know what? Really, now we've totally stopped the show.
I don't think
you
so.
And I both looking at the, and what I'm looking at is
staring at a wall.
Just I'll tell you some of the. Let me just tell you some of the titles of tapes I'm looking at.
Oh please!
As I'm looking for one that says, "This house has sure gone crazy,"
right.
Which is our best black stereotype from the Three
tape.
Stooges,
yes.
Where they've got you know right. Like almost a minstrel show. You know, oh Lord, this house has sure gone crazy.
I guess you couldn't use a third from the left, fourth down.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. No, that because Mike, that's music.
Yeah,
I'm aware of that. That was a little joke for you.
Yeah, but nice eyes.
Let me see. What I got beer open and pour.
Uh-huh.
Jethro says he's the celebrity burper. All of the John Wayne tapes. Wet T-shirt time. About 15 things of Robin the Boy Wonder saying holy something. Oh, hold on a second.
What, you found
says, no, I didn't find what we were looking for.
But something good.
But how long has it been since we've heard this?
A while.
And hold on a second. Let me just see real fast if somebody's here.
WJFK.
Hey, Colette, it's Don and Mike. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
The program director, Greg Gillespie, please.
A moment, please.
Oh, got our second call 2 days to him.
It's really a nice greeting.
Now, this is a guy who is our new... believes it's an immediate supervisor.
Ah!
We've not really welcomed him yet. I mean, we had him on yesterday. We played some of the goofy tapes.
Right.
Of Travis going la 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 la. I just found a good tape when we were looking for that tape of Michael Wilbon.
I can't take your call right now. I'm either on the other line or out of the line. You need a number at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
I'm just going to have to ask a question here. Mike, exactly who are we trying to call?
We're trying to call the program director.
And his name is?
Greg.
Greg Gillespie?
Greg Gillespie.
And Greg, we have a message for you. Courtesy of Rob Spiewak, this message is from Mike Wilbon from Pardon the Interruption.
It's this hard, the show's gone crazy.
Incidentally, this is for the program director, Greg Gillespie.
Was that on the wall? Was that over there where we thought it was? It was right underneath, we don't need any stinking badges, and right on top of, go ahead, toss my salad.
That's what it's all about.
Greg Gillespie.
If you're curious or confused, get information or a pamphlet at most pharmacies or a health clinic. If you need help, see a doctor.
There you go. That's,
good advice. Have a nice weekend.
That's from us to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Be careful out there.
See
you. See you later.
I hear he already loves us.
Paging Mr. Harmon.
Mr. Pee-wee Herman.
Paging Mr. Harmon.
Honey, I don't like those guys.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey. Be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market. Huh. Got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome!
What?
You just took one in the jugular, man!
Whoa.
Yes!
Is this bad?
You should pull that out.
Wait. Wait. Pull one out. The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy.
I'm so tired.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is Don and Mike Show.
Very, very rare when you hear the singers actually stumble. They went, Don and Mike Show. Actually, what they're doing is working on Buzz's room. I'm just padding. How are things over there, Buzz?
Oh, things are fine. Testing 1, 2, 3.
Sounds good, loud and clear.
Listen today, perform tonight. The Don and Mike Show.
They're great.
Now, we do have a website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
It's lovely.
We got a couple of pictures up today to show you. First is one of Michael Jackson's actual gloves that David Guest, that half a man that was married to Liza,
right,
is trying to sell on the intranet. And apparently it's got stains on it.
Yee!
Michael Jackson stains. There's the picture for you, Mike. That's on
Thank
our
you.
Website. And as long as we're on the topic of Michael Jackson, also on our website today, we've got a great Photoshop of Michael Jackson as he is now getting to date Rafe. Michael Jackson as he was as a 12-year-old boy from Gary, Indiana.
What an amazing transformation, isn't it?
That's a pretty good Photoshop.
Wow.
At DonandMikeWebsite.com, just click on today's steaming log of February 17th.
Very good.
And you will see those pictures. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're to the end of the week. Running out of time.
Time.
Good stuff. Rob, I tell you what, I'm going to give you 2 minutes in a second to explain this whole thing you were talking to me today about.
I won't even need 2 minutes.
It's something about Mormons and Jews. All I know is that he calls me up today and says, I got a topic for the show. And he started, and I just...
Was he excited?
Oh, of course he was. And I finally said, listen, I'll give you 120 seconds. Just wait till we do the show.
Right.
But, first...
First.
This is a real headline. And I know that you're going to see this on Entertainment Tonight. Lisa Marie Presley has gotten married again.
She's always crazy. Crazy always.
This is her fourth marriage, Jack.
Jack?
Who's she marrying, man?
She married a man named Michael Lockwood.
Not an actor?
She married him in a traditional Japanese ceremony.
Of course.
Of course.
He's turning Japanese. Turning Japanese. I really think so.
Now, here's what's weird. The best man was her first husband. Some guy named Danny.
She's been married a lot, Jack. I believe she's crazy like her old man.
Here are the weddings. It was Danny, the guy who's currently still in her band.
Uh-huh, okay.
Then after that, it was Michael Jackson.
Right.
After that, it was Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage, another crazy person.
And now it's this new guy that's in her band.
She gets married always.
I'll tell you something. Hello, Lisa Marie. This is your daddy. What are you doing over there in Japan, honey?
Come on, honey. Come back to Memphis. Get married at home.
God damn it. What are you doing in Japan?
Turning Japanese.
Hop on a plane.
Japanese.
Hop on a plane, dear. Come on back. Come on back.
Turning Japanese.
I'd like to tell you something, if I could.
What?
It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometowns, but you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.
Made it worthwhile.
I wonder if she was wearing kabuki makeup.
Do you, Lisa Marie, take this man, Michael Rockwood? Oh, yes, I do. Domo arigato.
Sure I do, shorty. No problem at all.
Oh, God. Well, before Rob gives his theory of evolution or whatever
not
this
my
is.
Theory.
Also, Buzz, I bet you have this in your news, and if you do, I apologize. I just read this morning online that Larry Flint sends Hustler magazine to all 500-plus members of Congress every month.
That's true.
He's been doing it since 1987. Hey, Larry.
How's the deal? I'm not doing as well as I thought. I send each of those bastards a copy of my magazine in my room.
Just funny that, I guess what the Buzz, now, are they coming out with a list of the congressmen who keep it or send it back?
No, nobody knows for sure. Most of the congressmen throw it away or claim they throw it away. Some say they even have their staff members trained to recognize the envelope and throw it away unopened. So I'd check the dumpster outside the Capitol.
Cost me a fortune in third class postage.
All right, so Lisa Marie gets married. Right. Larry Flynn sends his Maggie Hustler to Congress.
Right.
There's a million other things I'd love to talk to you about. But Rob calls me today.
Yes.
Now, here's how the call goes.
Bring.
Hello. He says, hey, buddy. I said, hey. He said, do you know that Mormons claim that Jews were the original Indians?
In a way, yeah.
I've heard this.
Now,
I read this.
At this point, my eyes already start to gloss over, and I say, is this a bit for the show? And Rob says, no, it's a fact. It's a news story. And I said, okay, explain it to me.
You can actually hear boredom on his end of the phone.
He starts to explain it to me. And I
you know what he said, no. Tell me later. Tell me later. Not now. Later.
A long time ago down in a land far away.
Because this has something to do with, here's all I remember.
Uh-huh.
Mormons,
mm-hmm.
Jews.
Yes.
Indians, right. Like, you know, like heep'em wampum Indians.
Native Americans.
Right.
And DNA.
Exactly.
Okay, so now, 2 minutes on the clock.
All right.
Let me get you some music.
This is going to be fascinating. I can't wait. I have not heard this story.
This is actually much debated.
Really?
Yeah, it's in the news. Now it's being disputed.
Why is it the Mormons are dragging?
The world
it,
according to Spiegel.
I don't know.
I cite the Book of Mormon, as I often do.
All right, go ahead,
and this
Rob,
is in the LA Times.
Officially on the clock.
From the LA Times.
The Mormons claim...
I'll pull it up, Rob.
The Mormons claim that they are descended from Jews.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lost tribe of Israel that sailed to America in 600 B.C., very long time ago.
Wow.
And being...
This is exactly the point when I tuned out and said, tell me this on the air if it's really important.
And to clarify, the Mormons are saying the Indians used to be Jews. Is that right?
Exactly.
Or the Mormons are saying they used to be
Jews. Well, they're saying that the Indians descended from Mormons who were Jews.
Oh.
They claim that they are the chosen people.
Oh, really?
So what happens when they arrived 600 years before the birth of Christ, they became the original Native Americans, but they split into two warring factions.
Huh.
One was the Nephites.
Yeah. See, look at Mike. See what Mike's doing with his head?
Take a little nap.
No, listen
That's
to
what
this.
I was doing.
It is, and listen, I swear to God, it's very similar. I can see why he reacted that way.
Now listen.
It just immediately gets confusing. It gets confusing after the second sentence.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Nephites were one tribe. The other were the Lamanites, who worshipped idols and were cursed by God and received the curse of blackness, which turned their skin dark.
1 minute down, one to go.
Like the Native Americans we know today. Now, they used this ancestry as a conversion tool in South America and the South Pacific.
Who gives away the presents?
The presents? I don't know.
Black
either.
Peter.
Black Peter, exactly.
That's what it sounds like.
Now, recently there have been tests by, you know, good laboratories that say there is no way.
By what?
By good laboratories.
Good laboratories. You know, sometimes your inner idiot does come to the surface just a little bit.
Only
there.
Sometimes. There is no Jewish blood in Native Americans.
And they are good laboratories.
Good laboratories. Solid research. They said there's no Jewish blood in Native Americans, which says, of course, that what they're saying is false. But the Mormon Church says these studies are a conspiracy to attack the Mormon Church, and they're standing by.
All right, now.
Under two.
Now, you've still got some extra time.
Yes.
What the frick does that mean?
That means that the Mormons were descended from Jews, and they also are the original Native Americans. So all Indians
Well, wait a minute. But the scientific evidence says no.
Well, this is what the Mormons claim.
But I heard something about, like, a curse.
No, they turned dark. Their skin turned dark because they were cursed for worshiping idols.
And that's the part you like.
I don't like any of this.
Okay,
I'm just reporting the facts.
Thank you, Rob.
It's in the Book of Mormon. I'll loan you my copy.
The Book of Spiewak. I told you. He was jacked up about it.
Sure. Truly amazing what excites the boy.
It was all it was Jews, Mormons. He said, you know, really, Mormons are Jews, and Jews are Indians. And, boy, I got some read. There was something in the L.A. Times.
He's just bouncing off the walls.
600 B.C., a long time ago.
That, I don't see that boat ride happening in 600 B.C.
That peace pipe stayed lighted for 8 days.
And finally...
This is John.
Hello, John. May I speak with Joe Ardinger,
please? Sure, please. Hold on.
It's been a hard week for Joe.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, Joe.
What's up?
Joe.
Yeah, it's been a hard week, but I love you, and I want you to know that there is someone out there who I think you can relate to, and someone I want you to reach out to.
Okay.
And try to talk about your problems with your high blood pressure and whatever your issues are with Mike and being on the show or whatever it is. Now, you're going to have to go all the way to Uganda. But I want you to listen now because I think I found someone who you can really relate to.
All right.
A Ugandan man who has been raised by monkeys. He's ready to settle down.
Ah.
Now, this is from the New York Times website. Okay, and they quote the Sunday Monitor, which is the number one paper in Uganda. There's a guy named, now here's the guy's name, John Sebunya.
Hi.
And you want to Google him, Joe, it's S-E-B-U-N-N-Y-A. He's been raised by primates for the last 4 years, starting when he was a baby.
Wow.
He's a grown-up now, but he started with monkeys. Now, he has been living with humans for the last 15 years.
Oh, well.
Much like myself.
He is 19 now.
Uh-huh.
He is still adjusting. We tried to get him, when we read the story, for an interview on the show.
Sure.
I mean, you know, first off, try calling Uganda. Good luck.
Very difficult.
We did find out that he cannot speak well. He is still learning to walk properly.
Wow.
And despite the fact that he was raised by monkeys, he has basic human desires and wants to meet a nice girl.
Of course.
Good. This is not a fake story.
No, right.
No. You can Google this thing.
I think he should have a weekend show on WJFK.
I think you should try to contact him because I think you've got some similar issues. And when you get a hold of him, of this guy, John
Don't make him mad because he'll throw something at you and it ain't pretty.
Now, when you get a hold of the man that was raised by monkeys and is having a hard time assimilating, ask him one question for me.
Okay.
Ask him if he's a Mormon.
I will.
That's the operative question for him.
Is he a Mormon? And then
how does that happen? I mean, do the monkeys, like, steal the guy and take him out into the woods?
There's a giant story about this, that people were out camping.
Okay.
And the woman had the baby, and the woman was in ill health, and the husband left to go find help, and it turns out the husband was squashed by an elephant or something. And I mean, go to the New York Times.
Right.
It's a real story. It's like, it's one of these human interest things that they bury in the back of the newspaper.
It sounds like a light beer commercial.
But the headline just says, you know, man raised by monkeys.
It's true.
Sounds like a Geico commercial.
Looking for a wife. So I thought of you, Joe. Anyway, happy weekend, Joe.
Well, you know what? I'm going to spend the 3-day weekend on my way to Uganda.
Here he is.
There you go.
Joe.
That's the guy.
Oh, we've got him. He's on the internet.
Oh, you found him?
Very good.
John Sebunya, the Ugandan monkey boy. Monkey boy.
Yeah, did you really Google him and find him?
Johnny did, yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
All right,
good.
Hey, monkey boy.
Get out of here. Goodbye, Joe.
You got it. Googling Joe.
Bye-bye.
Raised by monkeys subsisting on a diet of barbecue chicken.
I'll eat it if you put sauce on it.
Hey, John. This is Joe Art. This is Ardinger.
This is Ardinger. Let's compare notes. Please.
Okay, that's all I got. It's Friday. I'm out. We've got the Friday favorite coming up, though.
I can't talk, but I'll matter.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I am wearing a handsome medal from the Special Olympics. Christopher Whittam, stand up here. Christopher was on the championship basketball team in the Special Olympics, and he presented me with his medal.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you. I am honored. Now, who's our next player, Burton?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting Butterball Naked, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
And now listen, before we get to low budget Jeff Hardy, here's the deal. All all the networks are fighting back against the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of CBS. Like even last night, the CSI, it was a good one. It was a repeat. They're giving up.
Yeah.
Except for two instances I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Survivor. Right. They ran a new Survivor last night.
Okay.
And the other night, against the first hour of the Olympics, they threw old Bob Barker on in prime time. What was it, Robbie? Was like the $1 million. Oh, hi, Bob.
I will tell you the name of the show, Don Geronimo. The Price is Right, $1 million Spectacular.
And how did you feel being thrown out there against the Olympics?
I will do anything you want me to do at CBS Television City.
What?
I, Television City.
Yes.
Bob Barker for The Price is Right. They said, Bob, would you like to go on TV in prime time? I said, bring on the Olympics. I'd love to fight them. And let's give everybody a brand new car. I am excited for our Olympians, but I'm more excited for people playing The Price is Right.
Now, you explain to me once and for all, Plinko.
Plinko. That's the simplest game, Donnie. All you have to do to play Plinko is take the little Plinko chips, which you earn by guessing the right prices. Then you drop the Plinko on the little nails that we nail into the wooden board and see where the Plinko lands. It could land on big money or little money. It doesn't matter, Donnie. Wonderful. I use the taping to score hot college tail.
Good for you.
Yes, sirree. Barker's whores.
Are you still getting laid a lot?
No. No, I no longer function, even with the most sophisticated medical technology, Donnie. I have no ability down there whatsoever. Those days ended, tragically, when Diane Parkinson filed a lawsuit against me.
Uh-huh.
And you thought about a strap-on?
I would love to, but where would the fun be if you can't enjoy the sensation? I'm going to sit down. I'm an old man.
Now, let me ask you something, Bob.
Ask me anything you want. What a wonderful time I always have when I'm on the Don Geronimo Michael Mara program.
You are a sexual animal.
I was. Mm. Not like I used to be, I sure would love to find the kind of pill that will help little Bob go.
But now, listen, hold on a second. I don't want to be terribly graphic, but...
You can be as graphic as you want. It doesn't matter. The Price is Right. The highest rated daytime television show.
You don't have TMJ, or, I mean, your mouth works.
Temporal mandibular problems, Donnie.
Your mouth works, right?
Yes. Oh, I know what you're saying. You're going to give me a copy of that book we both enjoy, Two Can Chew. Yeah.
Now, you certainly could find one of the women that stands in front of the refrigerators on your show.
One of my beauties?
Yes, one of your beauties.
The good ones are all gone. They all run together. I remember the great days we used to have on The Price is Right. I remember what we used to do. We had Holly Hallstrom, Janice Pennington, and Nikki Ziering line up all before the show, all nude. And I would just look at them in the eye, spin around three times, and turn to them and say, touch it.
But Bob,
and only one of them, only one, we only had one who wouldn't do it.
Who's that?
Diane Parkinson, the bitch.
That bitch.
She wouldn't do it. And I swear to you, if I had an audio tape recorder in my office,
yeah, Bob,
I said to her, not only touch it, when she refused, I was a perfect gentleman and said, and I repeat it again here on your program,
yes,
please touch it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I ask you, what kind of man says, please touch it? It's a gentleman.
Right.
That's what I said. Diane, laugh all you want. Diane Parkinson was sitting Indian style in my office, and I suppose nowadays you have to talk about Native American style, but she was sitting there.
Mormon Jewish style.
And all I did on that day was walk up to her and say, touch it. And when she recoiled with a horrible expression on her face, I said, please.
You said, please.
Please touch it.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, Mr. Barker, that is not what I am paid to do. And I said, please touch it. Please, 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 Diane. Please.
Now, maybe in retrospect, what I was thinking was that perhaps I should have said things like grip it or grasp it or change the phraseology.
Yank it.
Yank it. I could have said many things, but Miss Parkinson's attitude and behavior was unacceptable.
So you are now non-functional from the belly button down.
Non-functional, but there's always hope for a cure. And this is Bob Barker reminding everyone to spay and neuter their pets. It was after Parkinson. It did me in, and her teeth were stained. Her teeth were horribly stained, and that's why she lost her job on The Price is Right. I said, get rid of old yellow-stained teeth.
You know, they named that disease after her, though.
So I have an idea.
You shouldn't have fired her.
Parker has an idea, Will.
That Parkinson's
disease.
We
will create a pricing game called Grip It. Bob Barker from Television City saying, Grip It, we'll have a wonderful time.
You couldn't play it now, right? Because you can't get into
that
it.
That is where we could use your device, your strap-on. Bob Barker's strap-on game. Bend over, spell run. From Television City, it'll be bigger than Money Game, bigger than Squeeze Play.
Now,
and I'll take my oversized microphone, long and thin, and thrust it to a Samoan contestant that's up on stage with me on The Price is Right. Did you enjoy The Price is Right $1 million spectacular, Donnie?
No, I was watching something, but can I tell you, can I give you a compliment?
You did not, my boy.
Can I give you a compliment?
Nothing about prices if you don't watch our game.
A compliment? I think everyone knows a rite of passage, uh-huh. And I didn't know this myself, I didn't go to college, but a rite of passage is watching The Price is Right, and you should know now that my son, who is a junior in college...
Wonderful! Can I get one of his sweatshirts? I collect them from co-eds.
He goes to Clemson University in South Carolina.
Do you know that there has never been an episode of The Price is Right where there hasn't been a college student in the audience? Donnie! What do you think, Buzzy?
I think that's great.
Wonderful. I love the youth and energy, but I can't explain the success.
For whatever reason, he and his friends really dig watching The Price is Right.
Yep. We are the number one game show on college campuses everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time we had all three spots taken up by college students, and it was at that time that Roddy, God rest his soul.
Yes.
Rod wanted to play a game called Hide the Price Tag. And I said, Mr. Roddy, that is taboo.
Now that he's dead.
Don't do that. No longer with us.
Roddy.
Yes.
What was the deal with him and boys?
Rod. What people don't realize about Rod is he would go to Thailand.
Uh-huh.
And early in his career, he had completely lost his sense of smell. And so he would do horrible things in Thailand with boys and girls.
What does losing his sense of smell have to do with it?
He had no nose for it. He lost his sense of smell, Donnie.
So what?
He could go anywhere and do anything that you and I wouldn't do. And he liked it. Rod said to me, in my dressing room one evening, after The Price is Right, we were done our taping for the day,
yeah.
Rod looked at me, he said, I can't smell a thing. So I live my life by texture. That's how I do it. Texture, that's the thing. So it didn't matter to him.
Yes, but why boys?
Boys, anyone. It didn't matter to Rod, and then he graduated to different forms of activity, and now you can see them on the Internet.
Oh.
Check it out, Donnie. Wonderful. Rod and I would take a steam, have a Mai Tai. I'd basically compliment his wonderful jackets with fabulous fabrics.
Yeah, the sequins,
and he
yeah.
would say, what do you think of this? And he'd flash me and we'd laugh. What a wonderful
so even
man he was. I like Rod. I only wish I had him on Truth or Consequences.
Now, at 84. Is that the current age,
yes,
Rob? 84.
Congratulations,
Bob.
Thank you,
Bob,
for your applause.
At 84, Bob, how do you feel about the fact that out of all of the shows on CBS that they could run against the Olympics, they decided to run yours, a brand new first run episode, against the Olympics?
I told Les Moonves, I said, I'm having a series of many strokes. I will not be with you much longer. I am in worse shape than Dick Clark. Give me the prime time. And Mr. Moonves said, would you, Bob Barker, like to go up against the Olympics? I said, I would wonderfully like to go up against the Olympics. Please let me just remind everyone to spay and neuter their pets.
How about his hot Chinese wife, huh?
Wonderful. She's wonderful. Television City is wonderful. Everyone is wonderful in Hollywood.
So you don't get it on anymore?
No. I don't.
Do you watch?
I'd like to watch. I have a vast collection of DVD pornography, Donnie. I have titles that go as long as the eye can see. It's wonderful. That today is how I really vent that area of my life. Since I'm no longer active, what I do is I like to sit in my dressing room before The Price is Right and relax by watching other people do it.
Now, do you,
do it, Donnie.
Do you watch the less than normal stuff? I mean, do you watch the avant-garde?
I said to someone the other day, I believe it was Peter Tomark, and I said, Peter, Bob Barker, if you don't watch all of it, you don't watch any of it.
Is it true?
You have to have an open mind when you're watching pornography, Don.
Is it true you watch clown porn with Wink Martindale?
Clown porn and crush porn.
Oh.
Where tiny little animals are crushed with high heels, Donnie. I have a DVD of Hal Linden's honeymoon that I watch all the time. Hal Linden was Barney Miller.
Right.
You might remember. Very talented actor.
I know who
he called me. We were dear friends. We golfed together. And he said, I've got a present for you, Bob. What could it be? It is a honeymoon video.
Sex tape.
Of him having sex with one of his many wives, Donnie. And I watched it for hours on end. We all did that. We called it the game show host code. Tom Kennedy said to me one time when he was doing Name That Tune, do you tape yourself having sex, Bob? I said, what a wonderful idea. And I began to tape myself on a regular basis. And what I do is I'll bring out a tape from 1978 and I will view it. We had the technology before video became what all the kids were using. And we used the CBS videotape cameras to videotape ourselves having sex. Donnie.
What about, who's that guy from The Dating Game? Jim Lang.
Jim Lang was wonderful. He hosted The Dating Game. I enjoyed Jim Lang. I enjoyed his company. Wonderful, talented man. He had an audio tape of himself getting a massage.
Now,
that's all he contributed.
Among today's modern game show hosts.
It's not what it used to be.
No.
Is Trebek among your troubadours?
Well, he's too pompous.
All right,
what he is too pompous. What we all need to remember when we're going on television. Excuse me.
Television.
Television.
Uh-huh.
I would appreciate a moment, please. Bob is having just a little moment.
A mini one. Stroke. Just a mini stroke.
Hold on, my eye.
Bob's mini stroke.
Oh, dear.
It's Nelly is brought to you by...
My eye is beginning to droop.
Odor Eaters.
Oh, dear.
Buzz, it's Odor Eaters.
That's right.
I'm back. I'll talk to you, but I can't see you out of my right eye, Donnie. Where is The Price is Right choo-choo?
Now,
that's right over here.
What about Sajak?
Sajak was wonderful. He distributed a marvelous color video back in 1988 of his cherries being juggled. It was wonderful to watch with that lovely wife of his. I have a grainy black and white 8mm of Art Fleming being the plate. Wonderful, wonderful times had by all of us.
Bob,
would you like to play Switcheroo?
Bob, let's play our game Low Budget Jeopardy.
Oh, innocent. How come I have one question from all of my Hollywood friends
that
have listened to you when they've been around the country? Donnie!
What's that?
How come no more nudes, Don Geronimo?
Oh,
I would love to see nudes.
Janet Jackson thing.
Janet Jackson. She ruined it.
Mm-hmm.
She ruined it for everyone.
She did.
And I just want to say that is an American tragedy.
Yeah.
Donnie. An American tragedy just by showing a nipple.
That's all she did, Bob.
Boo to you, Janet Jackson. You're just another Diane Parkinson.
We have a champion for Low Budget Jeopardy. We need a challenger. So call now, dial recklessly at 877-365.
36-36.
Wonderful. I'm going to show you my flip book. It's got Alan Ludden being shaved.
It will be right there.
I'm Betty White.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Being shaved by Betty White.
By Betty White.
By Betty White.
His wife.
Password is a group.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
As God is my witness, I have never forced her to do one thing that she did not want to do. Ever.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not a word, my sweet. Just listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Bob? I hope Bob is not on the floor. Bob?
Yeah, he's down.
I have fallen.
Bob?
Rob, help him up if you can.
We need you to get up to play the game.
We're gonna need him.
Hello?
Bob Barker?
I've had a fall.
Bob, you want
to... Where is Donnie?
I'm right. You want to just do it from the floor?
Yes, I'll do it from the floor. I'm more comfortable. I lie on my floor in my home. I do when the price is right.
What, Robbie?
His eyes have gone cloudy. Bob.
I don't.
Where is Donnie?
Bob, I'm right here. Bob?
I'm blind.
Oh, no.
Bob loves playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Who's ready to play? Ron. Oh, I'm supposed to tell you. Now entering the studio is our challenger. This is an IT contractor from Annapolis. Let's say hi to Mike Thorpe. Got it.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, LQ. Hello there.
What energy! And now, entering this season, our returning champion, her three-day winning total of $96 from Las Vegas. Let's say hi to Leah Kep.
Hello, Leah.
Hi, LQ.
Hey, Leah.
Hey, Bob.
There you go, Bob. Being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Haven't been able to write any checks on it this week, LQ.
Ha, 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 ha. Leah, wonderful. And now entering the studio, so hello, bunch of Jeopardy. Remember, Mike and Leah, don't screw with LQ. And welcome, Alex, to Rick Geronimo.
Thank you, Bob.
Bob.
And, we call Mike and Leah. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question. And good luck.
All right, Donnie.
Here's your categories.
Fire the way.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
Famous Barkers.
Oh, you're exciting me.
And Zany Dick Cheney.
Zany Dick Cheney. And I'd like to just say that's a tragedy for the country and for the office of the vice president.
For that guy's face, too.
Ha, ha, ha.
So it's this week with Don and Mike Show.
This week on the Don and Mike Show.
Famous Barkers. Zany Dick Cheney.
Zany.
Leah, even though you're the champion, we like girls more than boys. We start with you.
And may I say to both of you, good luck.
Thanks, Bob.
You're welcome.
I'll take this week on the Don and Mike Show for one.
All right. Oh, how easy is this? He got the high blood pressure.
Who is Joe?
$1 right. For Leah, you're off and running as we start Low Budget Jeopardy.
I'll take this week on Don and Mike's show for two.
Stitches kept me, Don, from trying on this brand new piece of costumery.
What is your Batman cowl?
Yes.
$2.
Costumery.
Costumery. I know the name because Rod always wore a different costume to parties.
Party?
Always a woman. Go!
This week on the Don and Mike Show for three.
Mike O'Mara works this much every day.
What is half a day?
That's right! No, the category and he couldn't be happier!
Good listener you are.
I will take Famous Barkers for one.
All right, here we go. Famous Barkers. He was the dog on the Jetsons.
Who is Astro?
Astro.
$1. She hasn't gotten one wrong yet. Go, Leah!
I'll take Famous Barkers for two.
He was the dog on Frasier.
Who is Eddie?
$2. She knows her dogs.
I will take Famous Barkers for three.
Okay. This is just so old, but who cares? She was a dog with wings.
No idea.
Mike, it's your chance to steal. Let's see if you can get on the board.
Rudy?
Nope, that would be Linda McCartney.
A dog with wings.
Oh, yeah.
Oh wow. And that means, Leah, you're in control of the Big Mac board.
Okay, I'll take Zany Dick Cheney for one.
Now, Mike, you're going to be screwed here if you don't jump in, so good luck. Zany Dick Cheney. Here we go. Aside from old lawyers, it's what Cheney was shooting at.
What is quail?
$1, right. She's a dynamo.
What is, can I have Zany Dick Cheney for two?
She is the lucky Mrs. Cheney.
Who is Lynn Cheney?
And wow. A grade A piece of ass. Go again, Leah.
Round out the categories. Zany Dick Cheney for three.
All right, this Fox News tool got the exclusive interview with him after he shot the guy.
Who is Shep Smith?
No, my dear, you don't know the answer. We have one. This is drama. We have one last chance for Mike.
I was going to say Shepard Smith.
You're a moron.
No, you know nothing
about Anchorman. I know the answer.
Yes.
Brit Hume.
Right.
Wonderful anchor person on the Fox News television network.
Now listen, Mike, she just wiped up the floor with you. Go sit in the corner and tuck your thing in between your legs so it looks like you don't have one.
But yeah, there's a chance you will get some prizes.
Yes, hold
wonderful
on.
Wonderful prizes
on a second.
From the Don and Mike Show.
Now, Leah, you're going to be playing with yourself.
As usual.
On Final Low Budget Jeopardy, where we physically force you to bet it all. So
Rod used to do that, too.
Oh, no.
It's kind of a hard one, but you're a smart girl, so maybe you'll get this. The category is back in the day.
Okay.
Here you go. Here's your question. On this day, Feb 17, in 1933, this still functioning weekly news magazine was first published. All right, so 73 years ago today, this magazine about news and world events was published for the first time, 73 years ago. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
Now, all contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive copies of my autobiography, Bobbing with Bob. This detailed tell-all expose gives you all the behind-the-scenes dish on The Price is Right. From getting airtight with Janice Pennington to Rob Roddy soiling contestants' role. And my favorite hole-in-one, Nikki Ziering. Bobbing for Bob. And every time Bob's book is sold, a dog gets neutered. Back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex Trebek. Geronimo, Donnie.
Yes, Don. You are an animal.
I am a wild animal, Donnie. Whee! Look at me in my 80s.
Let's go to Leah, who's our returning champion. Leah, this day, 1933, this still functioning weekly news magazine was first published.
What is Time Magazine?
Oh.
Oh, no.
No.
Guessed and guessed wrong. You don't get the Corvette.
No.
It's Newsweek.
The other one.
The other one. I'm so sorry.
Leah, you're such a
wonderful champion.
Now, Leah, listen, don't go away mad. Just go away. And Mike.
Yeah.
You big dummy. You didn't get any right at all.
Got my butt whipped.
You got beat by a girl. But you both get some party gifts. And Leah, you get your money. And now here's Bob to tell you what you want. Bob.
All right, Donnie. First of all, Leah, you get your $96. You've already won. You get to keep it. And we've got a wonderful parting gift for you, Mr. I've lost his name completely. Well, it doesn't matter.
Mook.
Here's what you get.
His last name is Mook.
It's Mook. Let me tell you what you, Mike Thorpe of Annapolis, Maryland, you have won tickets front row to see Lewis Black live at the Water Theater on April 21st. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets and online at Ticketmaster.com. And for you, Leah, congratulations. You won a $70, $75 online account with Deep Discount CD. Deep Discount CD offers the most music for the guaranteed lowest price online with absolutely free shipping. Find great music for less at deepdiscountcd.com. Thanks for playing the game, both of you, and goodbye.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye. Now, Bob?
Bob.
Oh, I know. You requested a couple of moments. With the girl? Did you want to pick up the phone and talk to the girl? Was that the case?
I would love to.
I would just, off the air, go ahead. While we go to Buzz.
Bob Barker.
Hello. The girl Leah from the game, right?
Yes, Leah. This is Bob Barker from Television City. No, I'm from Don's studio. I wanted to tell you, I love the way you played the game. You are so very smart. Can I touch you?
Bob.
Can I touch you, Leah? In the bad place.
Please.
Please.
World where
wonderful, I've got a pocket full of love.
Forbidden. One
I've got a pocket full of love to hand out.
To his people.
Who wants to reach in my pocket? There's more than bills in there, Leah.
Do you need me to hang up with her?
Yes, please.
Bye-bye, Leah. That's great. She had nothing to do with me. Is Jessica Stu here?
Jessica Rabbit.
Wonderful. Yeah.
We'll play Hole in One or Two.
With Jessica?
We'd love to.
From what I've heard?
Yes.
Might be Hole in Three.
Whoa, big fun. Fantastic. She can inflate my balloon anytime.
Buzz.
Yes.
We opened the news up, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
What are your lead stories tonight on the news and comments?
Tonight.
I'm still trying to picture Jessica from the station inflating Bob's balloon.
Not as hard as it used to be. It's smaller now.
What's on your agenda today?
Tonight, Washington State gives new meaning to the words cherry crop. The president speaks about health at Wendy's. And Deadeye Dick's boss says it's time to move on.
Wonderful news coming up.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Not much of Bobby.
I invite every female member of your staff to crack my safe.
Very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt.
Hold on. Stop.
Hey.
Stop. Hold on. Goodness sakes.
This house has sure gone crazy.
Thanks, Wilbon.
The Don and Mike Show.
Now, let's see. Did we play? We didn't play this.
This.
We did play this.
The Don and Mike.
Well, we're just starting over. It's all right.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Handsome Man recaps news in pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
Yes, it's Friday. What the frick? Time for Buzz's News and Comments tonight, brought to you by Hard Times Cafe. All the great food you love to eat. Great food, good people, cheap prices. Hard Times Cafe. And now here is Guy. Hi, Guy.
Hi, Donna, Mike. At yesterday's briefing, White House Press Secretary Scott McClellan made it clear he didn't want to talk anymore about the vice president shooting a guy full of lead. But there was a moment in which McClellan was peppered with questions, some of which will remain in his body for the rest of his life. Questions about the beer at lunch, the fact that Cheney wasn't given a blood alcohol test after the shooting as a normal citizen would.
I talked with him yesterday after they discovered the heart problem, but that appears now to have been pretty well resolved, and the reporting today is very good. But I won't be, obviously, totally at ease until he's home.
No blood test, and the fact that police did not interview Cheney until after a good night's sleep. McClellan answered by saying the sheriff had filed no charges and ruled out alcohol as a factor, and that most Americans don't buy this crazy conspiracy theory.
Lynn and I have a gay daughter.
McClellan said it's time to move on to the, quote, more substantive matters. I'm so glad he said that, because now we can ask questions about the secret program about spying on Americans. By the way, the Republican-controlled Senate has decided not to investigate the warrantless eavesdropping, mainly because the president's people are refusing to testify.
Did you say warrant?
Warrantless.
Oh.
Yeah. This
hey, is, warrant.
If there was no band, we would be warrantless.
Cherry pie.
Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have that song if we were warrantless. Attorney General...
Hey, we're warrant, Don.
We used to have a tape of them. We didn't even have them on the show.
No.
The record company just sent us a tape and goes, hey, Don and Mike, this is warrant. Wake up!
They went and said, do something for the morning show.
Wake up!
Thank you. So Attorney General John Ashcroft and others have said they won't testify about it. Rather than push the point, the Senate decided it's easier to just drop it. Again, nothing to see here. Go back to your homes. So if we can no longer count on Congress for checks and balances against the power of the president, maybe somebody in the judicial branch can help. Warrant.
It's your fault. You brought
that's
it up.
That's where the warrants come from.
Hair band. Hey, man.
Warren. You just tasered Warren.
Dude.
They're no lover boy.
So can someone in the judicial branch help? Well, yesterday that somebody was a federal judge who ordered the Justice Department to turn over its domestic spying documents in 20 days or explain why it's refusing to do so. Here's another substantive matter the White House may regret asking for. The vice president's role in outing an undercover CIA agent. Cheney's former right-hand man, Scooter Libby, says he blew the cover because his boss told him he could. Now Cheney says he can't say whether he did or didn't give Scooter permission, but he says he does have the authority to declassify information. A lot of legal experts say he doesn't. They say he has the power to classify, but not to declassify. Not on his own, not as long as there's a healthy sitting president.
And at this point, has nobody told this guy Scooter
right.
that you just sound like a mongoloid every time they refer to you as Scooter?
Yes. Scooter, no one's going to like you with a nickname, you know, in these circumstances, with a nickname of Scooter.
I mean, he's got to have a name like John or Fred. Anything but Sue! But, I mean, he's got to have a name. He can't be Scooter.
Scooter isn't where, because Scooter sounds like tennis sweater tied around the shoulders.
Or Scooter sounds like, you know, Tard City. Yeah.
Like our Scooter.
Either right. way, this is why Scooter will be very popular in prison.
You know, how about Cooter? I mean, he was a popular guy.
After he gets out of prison.
Cooter.
Anyway, the vice president says he has the power.
Cooter's a dirty word, Mike.
By saying this.
Not in my vocabulary.
He's a fitting politician.
He is.
Yes.
And he has a wonderful museum. Duke's of Hazzard Museum.
A facility.
Mm-hmm. I know. Cooter.
By saying it's legal, Deadeye Dick gives the appearance that neither he nor Scooter did anything wrong.
Smelly Cooter.
Which will work as long as people buy into it. But to be fair, let's turn to a substantive matter chosen by the president.
Do you think Cooter's ever met the vice president?
Dick? I mean, that's where we're going with this juvenile part of the show, right? Dick juvenile? And Cooter?
I didn't know where we were going.
I think I believe that that is as groundbreaking as when we just, as when we finally figured out that when they were running for president, it was Dick and Bush together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the belly laughs we had about the double entendres with that?
Yes, belly laughs surrounding a moment of enlightenment.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
His first name's Dick.
Mm-hmm.
The guy's last name is Bush.
Bush.
Ah!
It's wild. But to be fair, let's turn to a substantive matter chosen by the president, a healthy America.
Okay.
Now, to guarantee the success of his health care plan, the president set out yesterday to sell that plan, starting with a speech at the headquarters for Wendy's.
Fort.
Wendy's, a chain that fries hamburgers and cooks potatoes in a deep-fat fryer. Delicious, a real treat, but not exactly a starting point for good health. Quoting a spokesman for the Center for Science and the Public Interest, was the lobby of Philip Morris unavailable? Although the White House says it chose Wendy's because the company has a really good health care program for its employees. Even better, say critics, than the plan the president is proposing.
Oh, don't forget, let's all remember the memory of Dave Thomas, the kid toucher.
Oh, man, with that little convertible, they just fill with children.
Side of a clogged
convertible
cart.
Driving down the street with all the boys and girls. Mm-hmm.
You want a biggie fries? Hop in the back seat.
Cholesterol killed him.
Come on, kids.
Cherries are very good for you, and there are none as plentiful and delicious as the cherries of Washington State. It's one of Washington's biggest crops, always has been. But now, the cherry crop has been edged out by another cherry crop, marijuana. Turns out Washington State has more bong than Bing.
Can I get high?
Marijuana is illegal, but still number 8 on the state's agricultural top 10. Warren.
You're the one that said cherry.
Try it in pie.
Yeah.
There they go again, all of them.
Tasered them.
All like 20 of them.
John,
it's your fault.
John, I know it's always my fault. John Law got a lot of the crop, got a lot of the harvest. Over 135,000 plants this year, worth maybe $270 million. Cherries brought in $242 million and made a lot of pies.
It's always your fault.
They keep getting up.
Yeah, they do.
They get back up.
Quoting Washington's top narc, we're struck by the amount of work they put into that crop. Washington's biggest crop is actually apples, the fruit, not the computers. The fruit gets bugs and diseases, not the computers, until now. the Apple Mac, for the first time, Apple Mac computer users are facing their very first virus. And you never forget your first time. The OS X Leap A worm is the first virus to specifically target Macs. It spreads through instant messaging. Mac users don't open any file called latestpics.tgz. You expect some family values group to protest the sex and violence video
game. Latest Pics what?
Latest Pics, T-G-Z.
Z. Gotcha, okay.
I started to say C, and then I realized I was saying C.
I didn't want to like go
Z.
Back to it, but I didn't
we
know
really
what
should clarify.
We should do that like in military. You know how to say like, Bravo, Charlie. It's Toothy, Goofy, Zebra.
Exactly. There you go. Latest Pics, Toothy, Goofy, Zebra.
Thank you, Buzz.
Watch out for don't open that file.
Right.
You expect some kind of family values group to protest the sex and violence video game Grand Theft Auto.
Right.
You might not expect a protest also from hookers. Their group, Sex Workers Outreach Project, is also speaking up. They say they don't mind sex and don't like censorship, but hate the violence.
You are a good whore.
Your hooker wants you to boycott the game Grand Theft Auto because it puts players in the role of hurting and killing women.
I'm a diaper enthusiast.
The game involves, among other things, raping and killing prostitutes.
La, 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 la.
Do not
la,
pass go, indeed.
La, 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 la,
sex workers
la.
Want the game taken off the shelves. They may get their wish. The company that makes Grand Theft Auto is being sued for fraud and for selling pornography to children.
Hold on there, Buzz.
All right.
Rob, we don't have time today. If this goddamn phone...
Wait. I think Jessica's still here, right?
I just saw her, yeah.
She was handing out candy, which is usually a sign she's about to go.
Oh,
that's too bad.
She's the closest thing we have to a hooker around here. That's a compliment.
Minute is a compliment. There's John.
Hello,
she went home.
Jessica Baker, hey, continuity director for WJFK FM. Please leave a message, and I will get back with you as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. You are a good whore.
Oh, dear.
Hey,
please speak
take
louder,
it easy.
Or
you're
speak directly
scary.
Into the telephone to ensure a clear recording.
Even the machine can't hear our phone.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes. You are a good whore. Goodbye and goodbye.
To replay your recording, press 1.
Yeah. Hi, this is Michael Hughes. You are a good whore. Goodbye and goodbye.
To replay your recording, press 1.
No need.
To erase and re-record, press 2. For delivery options, press 3. To mark this message urgent, press 2. Message marked urgent.
Thank
to
you.
Replay your recording, press 1.
No.
To erase
no.
and re-record,
no.
press
2. No. For la, 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 la.
See, there's Tuesday morning, about a 90% chance she'll probably go to his office.
I thought of Mike. When we come back, something really disgusting.
Money.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Boom, 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 boom. Joe. Here you go, Joe. I don't hate you. You mongoloid. Joe. You can do your weekend thing again next week.
The cure for your malaise. The Don and Mike Show.
You see, my Chick-fil-A boy back there, he likes the Rolling Stones.
He's a Stones fan.
Yeah, a lot.
This is Ardinger here.
I like Mick, I like Keith, I like Charlie, I like Ron. The whole ball of wax.
Hi there, Don.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, yeah, so nobody's watching the Olympics, but at least there's the vending machine porn. Adult DVDs sold out of vending machines. You can find Vendo porn at a gas station in the Olympic Village and all across Italy, for that matter. One Italian journalist says her countrymen would have barely batted an eye at the Janet Jackson incident. In Italy, sexual imagery is everywhere. Our journalist friend says it's a backlash against the Catholic Church. Quoting her, creating taboo creates a desire. God, we love it when she talks like that. And finally, penis, it's what's for dinner at a new restaurant in Beijing.
Excuse me?
The Chinese place.
Oh, we're sorry.
It's the first restaurant in the world to specialize in thing, whether it's from a yak, a donkey, a dog, a goat, a horse, a snake, a seal, or an ox.
Hey, look around, cafe.
Bet Mike, you can't a eat great those. Idea is a great idea.
I should run with it.
Whether it's from a yak, a donkey, a dog, a goat, a horse, a snake, a seal, or an ox, bet you can't eat just one.
My God.
A proponent say it's good for a lady's skin or a man's virility. Try it steamed or deep fried, but never right out of the box.
69 cents.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show. Sorry, we're out of time.
Just a sample of it, though.
Those you really could call little Mikeys. No, I don't want Peter Gunn.
No.
You know me, I'm nutty on Friday. Where's Everlasting Love?
Yeah.
Come on.
Wouldn't be right. We didn't have it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. And there we go. Gotta go. Have a great weekend, everybody. A safe weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday. Right? Because we're all going to be at the Big Abe Lincoln birthday party on Monday.
Yay! Right.
So that's it. Have a good, safe weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Love you, Amy. See you guys on Tuesday. Good day to you, sir.
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 All right, and you.
See you at Fun Records.
I'll call you tonight during numbers.
Love you, Joe.
We'll meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.